The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
For the North Hall football team, they're trying to build upon the magic of 2024 when they captured the region 6 AAA championship. But the Trojans have some key holes to fill after graduation from last season. Now, their opponent this evening, the Wesleyan Wolves, who opened up last week with a big victory over Commerce. Wesleyan, one of the powerhouses in private schools in the state of Georgia, and they are one of the best teams North Hall will face all year long. It's the opening game of the season for Coach Sean Pender and the North Hall Trojans as they take on the Wesleyan Wolves here on 97.5 Glory FM with Friday Night Football in North Georgia. And the Long Street Cafe pregame show gets ready to start off now.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Long Street Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
And we are at Lynn Cottrell Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you here. Week number 2 of the high school football season. Week number 1 for Coach Sean Pender's North Hall Trojans as they are excited about tonight's ball game. Big crowd gathering here at the Brickyard for tonight's ball game and a lot of high expectations for this team this year, Joe. And you look at how things work out for the first game. North Hall, remember last year's game down at Peachtree Corners, losing the ball game there in the last moments of the game against Wesleyan. And you say, if you can have a great ball game against this team here, the season's going to look good.
Well, 24-21 was last year's final. And you know, some of the parents, I understand, from Wesleyan came up to a few folks from North Hall last year and said, hey, is this a home-and-home series, or are we just a single game? He said, no, y'all coming to our place next year. And so they were like wiping their breath saying, uh-oh, because I think they feel like coming up here to the Brickyard. Obviously, it has its presence or whatever about it, aura about coming to the Brickyard. But they realized they just went through a really tough ball game for 32 minutes, 48 minutes, against a really good football team in North Hall. And they've got 80% of their starters back from last year. So, you know, that could really help out North Hall here in this contest.
Well, we see how the Brickyard here really has evolved since the early days of this ballpark here at North Hall, buddy. You know it?
Yep, I understand.
It's a special place to play.
Yep, I think they're fixing to do the national anthem.
Well, they're starting early tonight, aren't they?
Yep.
That'd be the case. We'll take them back to the station for a two-minute break here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations. Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here at North Hall with Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you. I don't ever remember them playing the national anthem that early, but I always get ready right before kickoff. They do that, Joe, from us. But this standpoint, we'll see how the schedule works in the format during the pregame this evening. Talking about these two teams, North Hall with a lot of questions. Wesleyan showed a lot last week in their victory over Commerce.
They did, and that may help North Hall because they were able to go down to scout last week. They were able to watch a lot of tape, a lot of film, whichever way you want to call it, a lot of video about them, and I think that might help North Hall a little bit. North Hall was very vanilla, if you want to call it that. Didn't show a whole lot against the scrimmage game against Flower Branch a couple weeks ago. I think that may also help North Hall, but they didn't show a whole lot of stuff, so anybody that looks at that tape is not going to see any nuances that they may have.
But, Joe, in this ball game here, we're going to see a lot of talent. Wesleyan is loaded with Division I college prospects.
Yeah, they got the one of our offensive linemen, Rickle. He's already committed to North Carolina. But, you know, North Hall's got Mason McGill, who's already committed to the University of Charlotte. So you got that. Walker Kirkland, their quarterback, he's a big guy. He's not very accurate, but he's a big quarterback. He probably can ramble a little bit. And Maddox Gartland is back last year from running back position. Carter Hayes and Bryce Gillis are the receivers, and I look for them to both show out tonight if they can get the ball to him. Now, on the other side, you've got Walker Davis back there. You got Cole Cable playing defensive back for the Trojans. You also have J.J. Young and Wade Haynes, who are back from last year, and with Hayes and Davis back there. That might help North Hall defensively this evening.
One of the big things, we'll ask Gary Glenn to come in now and join us here on the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. For North Hall, it's going to be interesting to see Gary using a two-quarterback set for North Hall in the ball game tonight.
Well, the old saw, the meme, or the saying, the cliche was, if you've got two quarterbacks, you've got no quarterbacks. But Sean Pender says, I got two quarterbacks because they can both play.
Yep.
And they can do different things. And one of the things about a two-quarterback system, too, if they can both play, is the fact that the defense doesn't really know what to prepare for in some instances because they both bring a little different set of skills to the table.
And if you see both of them on the field at the same time, Gary, that brings up opens up a whole other can of worms for the defense because they're like, okay, you know, this kid may be behind or in the shotgun, but what if this kid gets a lateral or whatever? So you really got to watch it. You're exactly right.
Well, last year, you know, Smith McGarvey had to take over the sole quarterbacking duties after Alex went down with a broken leg after seven games. And they both can throw the ball, and they both can run the ball. McGarvey wound up with over 1,700 yards in passing offense and 21 touchdowns last year. 1,701, I think, is what I saw.
Yep.
492 and 8 touchdowns on the ground. Before Schliemann went down, he was 50 out of 73 with 633 yards and 4 touchdowns and a couple of picks. But, I mean, they both are very, very talented people.
And on top of that, Gary, too, what difference a year makes, you'll see from what Coach Sean Pender told me, is that Alex Schliemann has grown since last year. He's grown 2 inches in height, and he's also added a lot of weight to that frame.
Well, one thing, too, is the prep. Now, you did mention they did have that scrimmage with Flower Branch, which they gimmicked up, of course, but they did win it. I think mostly the first teamers were in for the first half, and then it was kind of the second teamers after the break, and then it was Katie Barr the door. Anywhere in the second half, somebody might get in, somebody might not. But I think the starters were pretty much done by the end of the third quarter in that one. But they did get some stuff going on. But he said, I heard Pender say something which I thought was rather unique. He said that this was the most productive summer that they have ever had. And he's been around coaching for a long, long time. And I thought, wow, that's really saying something.
That's pretty good. Of course, it helps when you got a lot of guys back so they know what to expect. And if you've got enough seniors, which he's got a lot of seniors this year, they're going to push those underclassmen to do better because, you know, they know it's their last year and they want to show out all year for sure.
Well, this is Pender's fourth year, so these are his people. And his offense has been in effect now.
Yep.
And it shows. I mean, you've got Cole Cable there, who was the first-team All-Stater from last year. He runs a 4.5 40. He can burn it.
Yep.
And then Kemp came up with 706 yards, and Ty Kemp with 7 touchdowns on his own there. But I mean that's some pretty good stuff.
But Gary, right, there's a question: is North Hall going to try to outscore you this year, or can their defense really step up with those two big keys that we lost last year? There, when you have Charlie House on the line, and then Charlie Dyer back in the backfield, who's going to step up and take their places with a big thing on defense?
Well, but they do have 89 varsity starts on at least on the offensive line, and you throw in the backs, and so you've got even more than that. And but you're right. I mean, that's going to be a question mark as to how they're going to stop people this year. Don't want to get into a scoring duel necessarily every week, that's for sure. You get a lot of things. You get yourself run around a good bit, and there's always the chance that you're running around a lot, you might have a chance to get hurt. So,
and speaking about running, what kind of running game would North all have? Because this is going to be a passing team again this year.
Well, but they did bring in Wyatt Tumlin, moved him to the offense to help with the run game. And then that scrimmage against Flower Branch, he had a 70-yard touchdown run. So you've got some people that's got some talent. Parker Carlton, man, I mean, look at him. Not only did he have almost 700 yards in rushing last year, he had 112 yards receiving, and he had 93 tackles on the defense. They're going to have to try to find a way to get him a breather every night, I think.
Yep, no doubt about it. We get ready to talk about tonight's ball game with Wesleyan and North. We're back in 2 minutes on the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Long Street Cafe.
Mary, did you know Long Street Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Welcome back to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Time once again now for the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, Joe.
All right, for North Hall on the offensive side of the football, depending on their scheme, they'll start across the line. Mason McGill will be a tackle along with Cade Hawthorne. McGill 75, Hawthorne 73. The guards will be 69, James Holloman, 71, Henry Weaver. And the center will be 77, Eli Hamm. The tight end will probably be Drew Cronin tonight as Dawson Gray is out. And then Cole Cable and Ty Kemp will be with your wide receivers this evening. Quarterbacks will flex between Alex Schliemann, number 7, and number 8, Smith McGarvey. Your running back will be Parker Carlton. The place kicker and punter will be Walker Vining, number 85. On the defensive side for Wesleyan, they'll play a 4-3. You have Tab Butler, the defensive end, number 25. Number 1, Maddox Gartland, G-A-R-T-L-A-N-D, number 1. Number 67, Wiley Koch is a defensive tackle. And number 44, defensive end, Hudson Barnett. Linebackers will be number 2, William Wright, 52, Con Hardy, and 23, Billy Kingry. Cornerbacks will be Jamison Hilton, number 16, 11, Coleman Eldridge. And safeties will be 24, Bryce Gillis and Riley Webb. Number 5 will be your free safety. On the other side of the football, Wesleyan will have on the offensive side, the tackles will be 53, David Chamberlain, and 72, Eli Rickle, big kid going to North Carolina. Guards will be Emerson Nail, number 51, 57, Campbell Hilton, 67, Wiley Coke will be their center. tight end will be 24, Bruce Gillis. The wide receivers will be Geno Hutchins, number 6, 14, Beck Baxley, and number 10, Carter Hayes. The quarterback will be Walker Kirkland, number 12, and their sole running back will be number 1, Maddox Gartland. Gillis will be their punter. Bo Billing will be their kicker. Defensively for the Trojans, you'll have Hunter Robertson at the defensive end, number 34, number 50, Robbie Lee. At the other defensive end, defensive tackles will be 0, Hannon Portillo, and 60, Jacob Wright. Linebackers will be 44, Dalton Hulsey, 12, Parker Carlton, and 28, Buddy Clark, all back from last year. Connor Harwood will be a defensive back along with Wade Haynes, number 14, and the safeties will be Walker Davis, number 17, and 37, J.J. Young. Last year's prospective starters on both sides of the football, Michael.
And I think one thing about for North Hall's defense, they're going to be tested on the defensive backside for this quarterback at Wesleyan. They just keep churning out Division I prospects at quarterback, Joe.
Yeah, I think that'll be a big thing tonight. If Walker and Wade, Connor, and the new guy J.J. can have a good game in the defensive backfield for the Trojans, that might be the difference in tonight's ball game for the Trojans and the Wesleyan Wolves.
And the difference in the ball game tonight compared to last week? Beautiful weather right now.
Right now.
The forecast calls for rain coming in.
No, don't bite your tongue, man.
Bite
your tongue. But not only did we go an hour and a half late started last week, but then it went to overtime. So we were there for, as Jerry Clower used to say, a while.
Exactly.
For a while. But, you know, the other answer, Bender, of course, has already said that the keys to this game is key to every game. You know, turnovers, mistakes.
Yep.
You know, who can move the ball, that kind of thing. And especially early on, you're going to see some of that. They did have the scrimmage, of course, and you saw both of their quarterbacks saw action of that scrimmage, Joe, and I think between them they had over 300 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gary, one big thing about, though, that they set the bar last year for North Hall, winning the region 6 AAA championship outright. Big thing for the Trojans now to build upon that momentum here to start things off this season.
Yeah, they were 7-0 last year in the region, swept right through there, Gary, and had a couple of close games later on and advanced on very nicely in the playoffs.
Well, they won 10 straight.
Yep.
And after they lost those first two, then the Wesleyan game was kind of a wake-up a little bit. But, you know, they said they had some things to fix. But, you know, that was kind of fluky. North Hall muffed a punt, and then Wesleyan recovered, and then Billing hit like a 26-yard field goal with 3 or 4 seconds left, and the game was over. Mm. Then they got in the bluff, though, and the bluff kind of took it to them. And that woke them up. That really woke them up. And then they embarked on that 10-game winning streak and made the quarterfinal playoffs. Another question you're going to have tonight, guys, is how well is North Hall going to move against the Wesleyan defense? Because I think Wesleyan returns like 7 starters off of a team that was pretty good last year. Make no mistake about it, these are 2 very good football teams.
Yep.
I think North Hall is rated like 7 or 8 in AAA, depending on what poll you look at. And Wesleyan is rated like ranked like number 6. So, I mean, yeah. Whoever comes out on top of this game is going to learn a lot about their football team tonight. Well, in fact, either way it turns out, you're going to learn a lot about your football team tonight and see how you can get ready for the rest of the season.
When we look at these non-region games, that's the important part of it, is what you're going to learn about your team getting ready for the region schedule on down the line.
Right, and North Hall's defense is going to be tested tonight on through the air and on the ground. I'm looking at stats. Well, and the win over Commerce, which was at their place, by the way, 45-27, the final. And then Walker Kirkland, who stands 6'6", by the way, and weighs about 205. Joe, you're right. He did very good percentage through the air. He was only about 50-50. He's 8 out of 16. But he did have 153 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And his running back, Maddox, I'm running into some dead spots here, Maddox Garland, had 111 yards and a touchdown. So this is a pretty balanced offense right here. And the receiver, Hayes, Carter Hayes, had 102 yards receiving on 5 catches and a touchdown. So North Hall's got to be prepared to stop the run, and they've got to be prepared to defend the pass.
Going to be a well-rounded game. Both teams finished up 10-3 last season. Wesleyan, a member of the Division A, Class A Division One. And North Hall, of course, in 6-3A. And I don't know how much that's going to play a difference here to Mike because they're both big. We'll see how speedy both of them are here shortly as the captains start to meander around the edge of the field. I'm trying to look down and get North Hall's numbers. I have Wesleyan's. Looks like I've got McGarvey, Carlton, looks like Dalton Hulsey and Jacob Wright, I believe, are the captains for North Hall. And for Wesleyan, you have Coleman Eldridge, Walker Colton, Kirkland, Cole Parks, and number 22, Rex Ramsey, are the captains for Wesleyan tonight.
How about the referees and the officials of that, Gary?
All right, I've got your referee, and these are some familiar names. People have been around for a while out of the Lanier Officials Association. Danny Zimmer is the man in the white hat. Umpire is Stephen Cardell. Head line judge, our old buddy Tim Tipton. Line judge is Daramus Glasper. Field judge is Ivan Walker. Side judge is Anthony Amato. On the electric clock is Paula Tipton. A little bit kin to Tim there. And the play clock is Jamal Brown. And I think we're just about ready to walk it out. And, Joe, you already mentioned, at least you're going to be able to see the numbers tonight.
Exactly. I got North Hall with black hats, black shirts with big white numbers and white pants. And Wesleyan and all in white tops, white bottoms, white helmets, and green numbers. And they're not covered by another color. I just have green number and a white number. So that'll be a little bit easier to see. Plus, we are a few feet closer to the field than we were last week.
Instead of at Mount Chesterton.
Exactly. Wow. Way up in the hill, that's for sure. Yep.
All right, here we go, guys.
Gary's going to walk out there with the captains.
Wesleyan, and number 11, Coleman Eldridge, number 12.
Enjoy the view down there. He's in the shade right now, which I know he likes. And hopefully it'll stay that way. Looks like the rain, I'm going to knock on wood on my head here. It's on either side right now.
Good to see you.
You may hear Denny Zimmer over the PA with Jody Kitty.
Danny's down there doing, come on.
Uh-huh. Hey, he's hitting me. We're here. Hopefully we'll get a good spot here for the toss of the coin.
Tim stopped you there to give you a fist bump. I know as you went by.
I approached him.
My name's Danny. I'll be your referee tonight. We expect good sportsmanship during the whole game. Play good. Play hard. Have a good time playing the game, all right? Wesleyan, y'all are visitors. When you call it, dog's head is heads. Blue side is tails, okay? That's heads. That's tails. What you call, sir?
Heads.
Heads is the call. It is heads.
You going to toss?
Defer. I'm deferred. Second half, all right?
So Wesley's won the call?
All right, number 13, Cole Parks, made the call, and he made the correct call. He called heads, and it turned up heads, guys, and Wesleyan has deferred to the second half.
All right, get ready for the opening kickoff of high school football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Good evening, everyone. This is Clint Fair, the North Georgia Director with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, here on 97.5 Glory FM Friday Night Football. If you could, please join us as we pray to kick off this Friday night. Lord, we thank you for loving us. God, we thank you for who you are. God, help us tonight, God, to look to you in all things. Thank you for the tools and the gifts that you bless these coaches and athletes with as they perform all across North Georgia, competing in this great game of football. God, watch over, protect them. God, help us to live for you. Help them to live for you. God, we thank you for radio stations like 97.5, Glory FM. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, we love you. Again, watch over and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, and by Representative Lee Hawkins. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
It is time for the kickoff of Wesleyan and North Hall, and to bring you the play-by-play story, here's Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. Get the picture, folks. You got Wesleyan all in white, as I said, tops, bottoms, and helmets with green numbers. North Hall, black tops, white bottoms, black helmets with a Trojan shiny sticker on the side. Big white numbers on the jersey, so you'll be able to see everything tonight, which is totally awesome in my book. And you'll have North Hall will be kicking off. No, Wesleyan will be kicking off, it looks like. Yep,
yeah,
Wesleyan will be kicking off first. And number nine.
Swap sides of the field here.
Oh, yeah, they're going to swap ends. They're all confused out here. Some of them, and now they're going to send them back the other way. So,
well, and the scoreboard has glitched, so they may be waiting to see what they do with that. These things are, I mean, they're marvelous. They spent a gazillion dollars on them, and then a little glitch there.
Exactly right. Well, North Hall will be back receiving the kick. It looks like you'll have Ty Kemp and Cole Cable back deep for the Trojans. You'll also have, it looks like, Noah Kemp back there also, number four, Cole Lindley. The kicker for Wesleyan is number nine. That's going to be Quinn Brown. He's going to do the kickoff duties, it looks like, instead of Bo Billing. He may have hit it a couple of yards deeper this weekend. That's why he's there. And the referees are down talking. They're trying to see if, the scoreboard, as Gary can look up and picture it, folks, has got a glitch because all kinds of lights are bleeping up there right now, Gary.
Yeah, and it's the same thing when your computer glitches.
Yep,
you know, exactly. And all this stuff is computerized, like you got flashing lights and only half of some of the sponsors showing up, and now they're flashing. So they got to see what they can do with this.
So we do have the best in the business joining us tonight, Stephen McIntyre, War Eagle TV. He's here helping them out tonight, so maybe he can get things working here in a few moments.
Yep, Stephen and Mrs. McIntyre and Baby McIntyre are here with us tonight. Good
cutest,
to see all them.
Cutest little boy.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And she brought him in, and I commented to her when I walked over there to say congratulations. I said, you brought him in here, and he's still asleep with all this noise? And she said, he's a good baby. I said, he has to be in this place for sure.
Yeah, and I recognized it as a baby because I used to have some. They're not babies anymore, baby. I'm going to tell you that. Not even the grandkids are babies anymore.
I understand that.
They may be just keeping it on the field.
Mike's got a grandbaby. Now, how old is Rory?
Today she is 7 months old.
7 months old. Congratulations to Miss Lily and Nob, and glad they're doing well. Yep, they're going to keep it on the field, it looks like. We'll guesstimate with you as we go through.
And he's kicking it from the hash, Joe. Yep. Look at this.
Yep, kicking it from the near hash back. Not on the 40-yard line. That's number nine, Quinn Brown. And he'll approach, and there's the kick, little pop-up. Come down short on the far side. They'll take it around to 31, out to about the 34, 35, and gets knocked down by a bunch of guys at the 36-yard line. That was number 27 that carried the ball, which is Wyatt Tumbling.
Yeah, Wyatt Tumbling, who caught it on a dead run. And then a whole bunch of the white shirts came down there. I don't know who hit him first, but about eight hit him.
I think that their philosophy on kickoffs is going to, let's hit it to the spot and go to that spot and try to tramp. Keep him hemmed in right there. So Sleeman will be back there. So is McGarvey. McGarvey is over on one side. You got Carlton back at the running back. You have got Dawson Gray. I said he wasn't in the game, but he is in the game tonight. And number 88 is Cole Cable's in the game. You've got Sleeman, or excuse me, McGarvey in motion. Sleeman with a pass right over the middle. Cole Cable, oh, just off his fingertips at the other team's 30-yard line. Incomplete, just out of his reach. Missed him by just fingertips there, Gary.
Yeah, and he laid out and tried to haul it in, but it was just beyond him. If he had caught it, I mean, there was nobody between him and the goal line, but he had to dive for it anyway.
Had one guy on his tail, but he was probably about a yard or two behind him. I think Cole probably could have outrun him. Let's see what they run now. It's second down.
Well, it took a big swing and tried for the home run on the first play of the game.
Ball's the 36th. Four wideouts, two on either side. Sleeman in the backfield. Oh, and the guys moved.
It's going to be an offensive.
Had Cole move, and so did Gray. Both those guys moved at the same time. On the far side over there, it looked like Smith was lined up at a receiver position. He might have moved a little bit too. So,
and that's first game mistakes, Joe. You'll find out.
Yep.
Well, I'm looking at the North Hall's got the edge on them in size, guys, mm-hmm. both in heights and weights for the most part.
Backs them up by five. It'll be second down and 15 from the 31 now. Got to get out to the 46 to get the first down. Four down linemen with three. Linebackers cheat up. Sleeman rolls out to this side looking. Throws it sidearm to Cable at the 41. And they tackle him right there at the 41. He's going to get five plus five more, it looks like. Yeah, ball's going to be spotted at the 41. So he'll get 10 on the pitch and catch. It'll be third down and about five where the spot is.
Coleman Eckridge, one of the senior DBs, came up and grabbed him around the waist.
Sideline warning already against North Hall. Did you see that? I saw Danny Zimmer come up and do that. So
got to stay out of that box.
Got to stay out of that white box. The head coaches can come up there in it to respond, but then they have to back up. So if they get in an official's way, that's a flag.
That's more difficult on the Wesleyan side.
Mm-hmm. Three wideouts, one on the near side, ball's on the near hash mark. Sleeman or McGarvey in motion. Sleeman twirls the ball, looks, got pressure, rolls right up in the middle. 40, flag down, is going to be holding. 45, 48, dives. He got the first down, but it's going to come back, I'm afraid, with a flag back at the 36.
Yeah, and that time Wesleyan and the four down linemen, I think, Joe, were all shooting the gap that was predetermined on them. Mm-hmm.
But, Joe, how many times last year did you call holding on North Hall?
Exactly.
Way too much.
Way too much, and you know Coach Pender's not going to like that at all.
Yeah, it goes from the spot of the foul, too. It was behind the line of scrimmage.
It was at the 36 is where he called it, and it's holding on North Hall. And head referee Danny Zimmer explaining to his lineman right there what he did wrong. Looks like the culprit might have been Mason McGill. And they'll back them up there and wipe out that good second down throw. That's third down and 15 again. Ball's back to 31.
Boy, McGill's a big boy. 6'4", 270. I don't know why he didn't need to hold.
Just getting their way, right?
Yeah.
Sleeman with four wideouts. Ball's on the far hash mark. Alex back looking, waiting for somebody to open. He throws it right up the middle. Complete to Kemp. Kemp at the 45, the 30, the 25, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. North Hall, no yellow on the field. Ty Kemp from Alex Sleeman. That would be a
69 yards.
Yeah, they took a penalty from the line of scrimmage there, I was going to say. Yeah, 69-yard touchdown pass to Ty Kemp. Trojans open up on a big third down conversion.
That was perfectly executed, Joe. He hit him in a crossing pattern in stride from left to right in the middle of the field, and he outran everybody.
And he had plenty of time to throw it, which made a huge difference in my mind.
Huge difference. Absolutely. He was just sitting back there looking, and then Kemp broke open perfectly.
McGarvey will hold. And there's the kick. It's up, a little pooch kick up, and it is good. 7-0 Trojans to start out the game.
And we're back at 1 minute for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
EMC Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Time for the kickoff for North Hall.
Eldridge and Hayes back deep. It'll be a short one. They'll kick it up on the far side. Eldridge pick it up, or Hayes picked it up at the 10. Out across the 20, out to about the 23, number 10. Carter Hayes got it. Brought it out about a 12, 15-yard return. It'll be first down for the Wolves at the 22, 23-yard line.
You know, Gary, one thing I always question when a team defers the opening possession to give the home team especially the opportunity to score first. I say it may have bitten Wesley in there to start things off, even though we get the kickoff the second half.
Well, that's always the theory that you want it in to lead the second half, because if you're ahead, that's gravy, and if you're behind, at least it gives you a chance to catch up maybe.
Kirkland in the backfield with Gartland behind him. Four wideouts there on the far hash mark. Gartland's going to roll to this side. They got to come up in a hurry and hit him. He gets about five out of it. And number 28 comes in and knocks him down for North Hall. That's Buddy Clark, one of the linebackers. But he just kind of faked it right there, Gary, and did a nice job. Got about 6 yards.
Yeah, 5'7", and 170 is Clark, and their quarterback is 6'6", like two-something.
6'6", so. He's taller than you and me put together almost.
I think.
Kirkland stands in. Got Gartland, Maddox Gartland behind him. All four wideouts now, or all three of the four wideouts on the far side. One guy's a tight end on the near side. Center's looking around, seeing what's going on, pointing at guys, saying who's got who. Play clock at 5. Gartland gets it, throws it right in the middle. He caught it for the first down in a tackle, a team tackle, by a bunch of black jerseys right there on the 35-yard line. They'll mark it to 36.
No matter who it is, Joe, it seems like there's a soft spot in the middle there in the backfield of anybody's defense for some reason.
He threw it right about where the linebackers would be. Looked like they might have come up a little bit, and he threw it right behind him. And Robertson, one of the defensive ends, got back there and helped lead on the tackle along with Carlton and Hulsey.
Yeah, and Hanan Portillo at 5'11", 210 in the middle of that defensive line right there.
First down, ball's at the 36 for Wesleyan. High snap, he gets it, hands off, dropped him in the backfield. Hand off to Gartland, and Gartland's going to lose two. Late handoff, and the guys came in. Walker Davis, I think, led on that one, didn't he, Gary?
And Robbie, Robbie Lee, too, number 50. And Lee's got good size at 5'11", 210. They've got a bunch of 200-pounders across that four-man defensive front.
Did lose two. Ball's back at 39, second down and 12. Shot clock, or play, I call it shot clock. I'll do that from now on. The play clock is down at 19, so it is running. The game clock, unfortunately, is not. Kirkland rolls out to the near side, throws a wobbly pass. It'll be incomplete and into the Trojan sideline right at one of the defensive coaches.
I think Coach Sean Pender had a better chance of catching that than any of his people.
Exactly. He threw that one. It was a line drive and did hit one of the coaches right there kind of in the shin as it came out. So he kind of threw it. It was a good spiral, but he threw it across his body as it came across and didn't really have a receiver anywhere close. Third down and 12 now. Four wideouts, two on either side. North Hall jumps off sides. And that one's going to be on Jacob Wright.
Yeah, and he went across. You don't have to make contact. You go across the line.
All, and that's going to put them. It's still going to be third down, but they'll be third down in about seven now.
And already North Hall's third penalty of the ball game.
I'm hoping the blue sky keeps showing here.
I hear you, brother.
3 for 20 yards in North Hall already.
But the sun is now gone, guys, and the temperature on the field has dropped remarkably.
Third down, about 7 yards to go. Quarterback's back. He throws a wobbler right up in the middle. Could be. It's going to be incomplete. Gets knocked away. Number 14, Baxley was the intended receiver, but that wobbling duck up there, Gary, it was up in there for grabs for anybody.
And three of the North Hall defensive backs were converging on the ball. I think the intended receiver started to have to play a little defensive back himself, otherwise that was going to be picked.
Exactly. And I thought they got an injury down on the far side. Looks like one of the Wesleyan guys went down over there. But honestly, with the three black jerseys on this side, I thought North Hall had a chance to intercept. But the receiver did a nice job to go up and and kind of help bat it away there.
They actually got a fingertip or two on it, Joe, and that might have kept the black shirts from picking that one off.
The injury on the far side, and they're holding a leg.
Hope he's
all
okay.
Right. Yeah. The trainers and one of the – it looks like maybe the head coach out there talking with him. He's laying on his back. I'm not sure if that's Hayes. I hope not, because he's their number one receiver. There's one and something over there. Hayes is on the sideline, so it's not him. Might be Baxley. No, Baxley was on this side.
Whomever. So it's, you want to say a quick prayer for them. He's going to be okay. Fourth down for the Wolves.
Cody, the North Hall trainer, eases over to see if he can be of any assistance. And if anybody can, it'd be Cody. He's always.
He's the best.
Yep. He's always around and does a super job anytime we're here with whatever may be needed for either team. They got him up, moving. He's going to hobble a little bit, but he's walking. Looks like under his own power, Gary.
Good.
Going to be number 13. That's Cole Parks, a senior receiver. He's walking off. He is favoring the leg, but he's walking towards the locker room as we speak. Fourth down. Looks like about 7 yards. They will punt it. Cable back deep to receive the punt. Looks like DeGillis is the punter for Wesleyan. He'll kick it from about the 25, 26-yard line. Ball spotted at the 39. Good snap. Gillis high pop-up kick. If you're North Hall, you get away from it. It's going to bounce. Oh, it took a Wesleyan bounce, hit it to 44 and rolled down inside the 30 to the 29. Another 15 yards on the kick after it landed, Gary.
Yeah, and you could tell by the way it came off his foot. And it started kind of turning end over end that if they let it bounce, it was going to get a pretty good roll, and it did. As you said, Joe, all the way down to the 29, so what's that, that's about a 32-yard high punt. Mm-hmm. No return.
North Hall will take over at their own 29.
And on top, 7-0 here in the first quarter.
Somewhere in the first quarter, I'd say we're probably around the 8-minute mark, maybe 7-minute mark, as the clock is down. Sleeman in the backfield. Two backs back there on either side of him. This time, looks like he got tumbling, and there comes number 12, Parker Carlson. Parker gets pushed out of down across the 30, around the 31, maybe.
Yeah, and shoving him out of bounds was 31.
Grayson first run, Radies. Right, Jim?
Yep, that's first run of the night. Yes, Michael. They're going to give him credit for balls at the 29, on the far side. Still at the 29. They're going to have to back up the box back there, second down and still 10.
Yeah, they got to back up the down marker.
Mm-hmm. Three wideouts, one guy in. Tumbling in a slot position. They throw it short to Cable. Cable trying to get some, and they can't do it. His number 52 comes in there. That's Con Hardy, middle linebacker. Was Johnny on the spot right there and came up and stopped Cable at the 31. He might have got a yard and a half, maybe two.
Bryce Gillis also, Hardy at 5'9", 185, and Gillis, big boy. He's listed as their sometimes punter, 6'5", 217.
Wow.
Well, it's almost like a pitcher down. What do you show Wesleyan now on third down?
Third down, 9 yards to go, four wideouts. Sleeman with Carlton in the backfield. Sleeman takes it, rolls out to his left, got man chasing, throws it sidearm, far side, incomplete. The intended receiver was number 3, Ty Kemp. But he threw it in front of him. I'm a diving defender. Looked like number 18 over there, or 16, Hilton, dove for Wesley, and he was the closest man. He was not able to catch it, so it'll be fourth down and 9.
So 3 and out for the Trojans on the second possession.
And you got Walker Vining, who is also the punter in addition to being the place kicker.
Walker Vining and number 5 back to catch it. That's going to be Riley Webb, senior for Wesleyan, back standing at his own 29-yard line. Let's see how Walker does. Play clock at 17. High snap. He gets it. Not much pressure. Decent little punt. Going to come down and bounce. Oh, hit it to 32 and rolls inside the 20. North Hall's going to let it roll down inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. Nice job right there. Walker got the good bounce there, Gary, and got a good little punt for the Trojans.
Well, absolutely, and that's going to, with the roll, it's going to wind up going like 57 yards all the way down to the 13.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, it came off his foot in a spiral, and when it hit, it just took off.
Now, so the receiver, number 5, Webb, came up like he was going to play it. Then he thought better of it, which was good, because when it hit, it took a little short hop and spun and took off end over end down inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. That's where Wesley will have it first and 10 for their second possession.
That's going to help you average, too, won't it?
Oh, heck yeah. North Hall leads it 7-0 early. Ball's on the near hash mark. Kirkland with Gartland, the sole running back, 2 receivers, 1 out far on each side. Gillis at a tight end position. Quarterback Kirkland looking, throws to the far side, complete. Got over to number 6. That's Geno Hutchins. Hutchins is going to run it out to the 30, 31-yard line. A big pitch and catch. Got about 16, 17 yards on that pass and catch right there, Gary.
Yeah, Connor Harwood, number 5, and number 28, Buddy Clark, were the ones that ran him out of bounds on the far side over there.
It's a first down out to the 31. Their second first down on the evening for Westland.
Yeah, it's the mighty, I think Pender calls them the mighty midgets for the linebacking core. They're all about 5'8".
Quarterback looks to this side. He's got pressure coming from their side. He's going to have to run. He runs it out of bounds as Parker Carlton chases him out of bounds after about a 2-yard gain.
Well, it's the size of the fight and the dog, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Stephen Caldell, umpire tonight. I've known Stephen for several years. Umpired a lot of basketball games, referee a lot of basketball games with him. He is a youth minister up in Habersham County. Glad to have him out here with us.
You got to watch those little bitty linebackers, you know, that come in about $1.50 or something like that. Sometimes they will knock you
into
the wall. They'll
wallop you. Yep. Second down and 8. One man in motion now for Wesley, and that's Baxley. Comes to the near side. Quarterback Kirkland rolls to the near side. Looks. Almost intercepted. Good passing. Or a good catch right there by Hayes. He caught it. And number 37, defensive back right there, thought he had a pick.
Yeah. He took it away.
Yeah, that was J.J. Young. And he could not take it away from him as Hayes came up and made the grab. Hayes is a senior and being recruited heavily, I understand. Made a nice little catch right there and pulled it in to get the – going to be, got about 7 yards, it's 3rd down and 2. Ball's at the 39, almost 39 and a half.
Parker Carlton had him around the shoulder pads and upper body and dragged him out of bounds. You know, Carlton is tough, but he only comes in at about 147 pounds.
Extra man in the backfield in the slot. 3 wideouts, ball in the near hash mark. Kirkland takes it, throws it right away, incomplete. Threw it at his feet that time.
Too low.
If he'd have got that, hit him in the numbers right there, he'd have had a few more yards on the end of it there, Gary.
Yeah. But you're right. I mean, he threw it way low. It was about shin level when it came to him, and it kept on going, bounced off the turf.
Yeah, the
brings up a 4th down. Let's see here.
Hayes kind of clapped his hands like, oh, man, I should have had that one. But, man, that'd been a tough catch right there. Right there at, between your ankle and your shin bone. Number 24, Bruce Gillis, the punter, will come in now. He got to watch for a fake. There's only his 4th and 2. Now, you would think this early they may not, but they may take a chance here, guys. You never can tell. Gillis is there, and Ty Kemp back to catch it. I'll be trying to draw North Hall off, too. We'll see what happens. Good snap. Gillis has it. There's the punt almost blocked. He's got a good punt, calling a fair catch, and Ty is going to take it at the 24-yard line. Nice job, and good job by the defense there by Davis and Carlton to not run into the punter and cause a penalty there, Gary.
Yeah, and he got a high one.
Yep.
No choice but to call for the fair catch. Run about 37 yards.
Take the fair catch. North Hall will have it for the 3rd possession. Ball's at their own 24, their worst of the night, starting position of the night. You'll have Sleeman in at quarterback. You'll have Kemp. That's Ty Kemp. Gray, McGarvey in as receivers. Carlton and Tumlin in the backfield. Push Sleeman in motion. And a handoff going there. Oh, and he comes right up the middle. That's number 27 in a hurry. Tumbling with a big gain out across the 45, 50, across midfield. Broke loose. The 30, the 25, the 20 down inside the 20 to about the 18-yard line. He got through a guy about at the 50. I thought he was going to be tackled right there. He broke through and got another 20 yards inside the 20.
Flipping the field, Joe.
in one quick carry, tumbling, got away from a guy. A little delay handoff there in the front to start with, Gary, and caught the defensive line off, and then he broke a tackle at the 50 and took off.
Yeah, he was not going to be taken down early with just an arm tackle. Around it, well, that thing went for about 58 yards.
Ball's inside, just inside the 20 at the 19. Ball's on the far hash mark. Three wideouts. An extra man in the backfield. I'm going to hand it off this time to number 22. He's going to take it in there. 22 is going to be Jacob Adams. And Jacob gets almost 10. He got about 9 big yards off the left side behind Holloman and Ham that time. And got 9 and be second down and 1 at the 10-yard line.
De'Arison Dahlman from one of the defensive back positions came across and knocked him down, but not before he got 9 yards.
North Hall ready, bring an extra backer up on the defensive side of the football. Two guys in the backfield with Sleeman. Alex takes it, hands off to 23. 23 trying to bust a tackle across the 5 down to the 4. That is Justin Allen, a freshman. Gets it, and it's going to be a first down. They'll have a first and goal at the 4-yard line. So look at that, North Hall using some young guys in there. Jacob Adams is a senior. Then you got Justin Allen, who is he's also a senior. Some new faces in there doing a good job running the ball this year.
Well, he put some fresh legs in there.
Yep. They'll come off, and you got Tumbling going back in the game, Carlton going back in the game. Sleeman came over and got the play. You got Gray. You got Cable. I'm going to split out Kemp on the far side. Ball's on the far hash mark. 13 on the play clock. Alex looks at his defense, moves Carlton from one side of the line to the other. Now he's moving Cable. He'll take it, hands it off to number 27, who fights down inside the 2, or down inside the 3 to the 2-yard line.
Tumbling.
That's going to be Wyatt Tumbling again. Tumbling fought in there, got his back, wanted to drive a little bit, Gary, and trying to get a few more yards. Might have got one or two more out of it.
William Wright at 6'2", 210 at the bottom of the pile. Yeah, he started sniffing the goal line. It went with a little misdirection that time, Joe, a little counterplay that went from left to right. But to his credit, Wright did not bite on the whole thing. He got a little over a yard, Joe. It's inside the 3.
Second down goal. Ball's inside the 3, as Gary said. Everybody's in tight. One man out wide on the near side. Oh, everybody moved in the backfield that time, so that'll back them up 5.
Yeah, now it's going to turn into an 8-yard try for the
illegal procedures. Alex will look over, get the call, and then you've got Kemp and Drew Cronin, junior receiver, going back in the game. And you've got Allen coming out. 34, Hunter Robertson, then on the defensive line, comes out of the game.
Was for a corner route or right at the post, Joe.
That was almost a 3.5-yard penalty. I mean, just a smidgen inside the 8.
Yep, second down and goal from about the 8. 2 wideouts, 3 wideouts now. 1 guy in the backfield. Now they're putting Cole Cable in motion. They'll take it. High snap, bounced away. There he goes, Sleeman looking, got a man. Who's going to hold it in there?
Picked.
Interception.
Picked.
Yep. Number 5, it looks like, got in there and got the pick for him. That's Riley Webb. The intended receiver was Kemp, and they battled over it. But Webb came away with it, so a touchback.
He just flat took it away from him, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
They both went up for the ball together, and Webb had a little bit better grip on the ball, and he came down with it. So the Wolves have definitely dodged a bullet. And, boy, what a difference. I mean, from goal to go at just inside the 3, to goal to go just inside the 8. You say, well, that's not much, but I tell you what, it made a huge difference there.
Oh, sure. Well, they bring it out to the 20 now. Well, Wesleyan's got to capitalize on, guys. They've got to go down and get points, because that could be a 14-point swing if they were to go down and get 7 right here. First down for Wesleyan. Kirkland in the backfield and got one sole running back. That's Gartland. 2 wideouts as Hayes. And I think Hutchins on might be Baxley on the far side. A tight end is Gillis. Going to hand off to Gartland. Gartland's going to be eat up by Buddy Clark at the 20, so no gain.
County gain late in the first quarter, too, Joe.
Dalton Hulsey, excuse me. I said Buddy Clark. Dalton Hulsey came over and got it.
Yeah, Hulsey wearing number 44, 5'9", 200-pounder. Built low to the ground, but with a lot of torque there.
Mm-hmm. Be second down and 10 now. North Hall's defense wanted to step up and stop everybody right here. Stuff them, as they say. What they'd like to do. Quarterback Kirkland takes it. Man coming on. Oh, knocks it down right in front. Did you see Parker Carlton?
Oh, man. Carlton Looked like he was playing a whole lot taller than 5'10 right then. He just slapped that ball down like a volleyball spike.
He was in there within about 2 yards of him, and he drew back to throw it to Kirkland. Parker put those hands up and knocked it down.
Here's the top of the hour. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
They'll line up again. They've got four wideouts, three on the far side, balls on the near hash mark. Hayes on the near side. Hutchins, Gillis, and Baxley on the far side. Back to throw it. Kirkland looking, throws it over the middle. Good catch right there, Hayes. Nice job of juggling it. Got the first down at the 33-yard line.
Hit him in one hand, and a lot of times that goes off of that hand. But mm-hmm. he put his hand around it and pulled it back to his body and managed to come up with the reception there.
Nice job of getting the juggle before he went out of bounds, too. It will be first down and 10, ball at the 33-yard line of Wesleyan, somewhere later in the first quarter now. Four wideouts, one single setback. That's Garland. Now it's Kirkland. He's putting the guy in motion. That's Hutchins. Hutchins trying to come this. Oh, he runs over one guy, scoots in the middle. He cut inside of that big number 72, Rickle, the North Carolina commit, and got about 3, maybe 4 yards up to the 36, 37-yard line.
Boy, Jacob Wright and Hunter Robertson, Joe, hit him at exactly the same time from behind. I mean, there wasn't a millisecond difference when the bank one hit him and the other one hit him. I mean, it's just in tandem. Knocked him forward.
Second down, 6 yards to go. Ball's on the 36-yard line, maybe the 37. Kirkland takes it. Got pressure, throws it right in the middle. Threw it behind his receiver, Hayes, that time.
That was a misread of the quarterback. Pattern work.
Yeah, he was open. Mm-hmm. He just threw it behind him right there. Number 37, defensive back, Young. Might have had to pick if he was playing behind, but he might be glad that he wasn't playing that far behind, because if he'd have caught it, woo-wee, it would have been a long run. Never can tell. Looking over there, they got plenty of time on the play clock. Quarterback with one guy back there behind him. That looks to be number 22, Rex Ramsey, back there with him now.
And we're inside 3 minutes in the first quarter. I just checked with Tim Tipton.
Hutchins in there, going to throw it, a little lob to this side, and we got guys everywhere. Now number 6 and number 37. They got to get them both. If they get one, they got to get them both.
Yeah. Yeah, I really should have been a no call. They were just chippy a little bit. Just wrestling around a little bit. No blows were exchanged or anything.
36
kind of
retaliated, but 37 for North Howard retaliated, but 6 for Wesleyan started it, in my air quotes. You got two flags right there. It's a 31 and 32-yard line. And Mr. Tipton is writing something in his book, which never bodes well when they're writing it down.
That means personal foul.
Yeah.
Well, he's over here talking to Coach Pender, too. Like I said, we're somewhere around the 250-ish mark left in the quarter.
And a long first quarter with North Hall on top 7-0. North Hall's fifth penalty of the first quarter.
Wow.
First for Wesleyan, if they called on Wesleyan and North Hall both.
Well, that's kind of what slowed things down is these penalties. You know, mm-hmm. they haven't been a whole lot of passing yet. And those that were passed, a lot of them were caught. So
trying to look and see if I can find some local scores, and I don't see anything local. Of course, Gainesville won last night in their game. Oh, had a dead ball foul, got a penalty. Oh, somebody's been ejected, and that might be number 6.
Wow.
Wesleyan's team, because I saw the head referee do the thumb over the shoulder. So now he's going to have to go explain it to the head coach, I'm sure. Let's see, 37 still on the field, so it's got to be their number 6.
Franklin Pridgen over there, the head coach of the Wesleyan Wolves.
Yep.
Going to get a word from the official. And now I think they are taking out.
Thanks, Nathan. He tells me that Flower Branch is on top of Habersham 14-0, which, Mike, is kind of a surprise to me. I thought that Habersham
and
Paris Wilbanks might be lighting it up there.
Gino Hutchins is number 6, and he has gone to the sidelines.
He was wrapped up pretty good with him, and then he had him in kind of a up here around his shoulder pads, and then, boom, he started, pushed around, tried to shove him, and that's when 37 retaliated. And then there was another swing in there, so that's probably what got him.
I missed the first part of that. And by the time I saw him, they were just kind of wrestling around with each other.
That means he'll miss next week's ball game too, if he has been ejected.
Cherokee Bluff on top of Appalachia, 7-0. That's all I've got right now. We'll get some more. Of course,
okay. Look at the scoreboard, guys.
Oh, it's back on.
We may be back.
Yeah, good deal.
It looks like it's working.
Maybe it had to cool off for it a little bit. It's fourth down. Ball's on the 21-yard line. They've got to get out to the 43, so fourth and 22.
And we were right. 2:52 left in the first period.
Good job, Gary. Good ears down there. Awesome. Bryce Gillis back to kick. You've got two guys back. You've got Cable and Ty Kemp both back. I'm going to finish getting everything. I think that Zimmer is still explaining it to the Coach Pridgen. Coach Pridgen doesn't like it too much, but he's getting his point across. He and the back judge on that side talking or explaining to Coach Pridgen. And he said what he had to say, and then they'll come on over here. Now they're ready to play. 2:52 left here in the first quarter. North Hall leads 7-0.
And they're going to get the ball back, so that answered the question about the 14-point swing, at least for the time being.
Gillis takes the snap. Good right to him. There's the kick. High end over end. A little wobbler at the end. Fair catch called for by Cole at the 45-yard line of North Hall. They'll take over with 2:46 left here in the first quarter.
33-yard punt, no return. I think they've had the block on every time, and they've come close two or three times on these punts that Westland has tried to get away. That so far it's worked, but that one was pretty close.
Yeah, you get those high ones, and I know that getting the high kick is nice. You may can get away with 30, 35 yards as long as there's no return in there.
North Hall on top, 7-0. Cherokee Bluff down on top of Appalachia, 13-0.
First down for the Trojans at their own 45. They hand it off in the backfield to Adams. Adams going to scoot across the 50. Down to about the 47-yard line. Mason McGill came out of there fired up, clapping his hands. He and number 52, Con Hardy, wound up on the ground. I think that what the big man Mason was excited about is that Hardy couldn't stop him.
Bryce Gillis, one of the defensive backs there, the big 6'5 guy, helped him up. Yeah, he knocked him down, then he helped him up.
Ty Kemp. Cole Cable, Drew Cronin all wide on the near side. Ball right in the middle of the field, second down, and a short two. McGarvey in the backfield, hands off to the running back. That is Adams again. Adams gets about 4, maybe 5 yards down to the 41 for a first down. Number 22, Jacob Adams, a senior. Had him listed as a wide receiver, but he's doing a good job at the running back position tonight.
Well, and North Hall has moved the ball.
Yep.
And up and down the field, they just only have 7 points to show for it. Probably should have come away with at least 3 on that last possession, but the defensive back did a great job in the end zone of taking the pass away.
Sure did.
And that was just a jump ball. I mean, it wasn't badly thrown or anything. It was just a fight between the two guys going for the ball.
First down at the 42-yard line of Wesleyan. 4-down lineman, and a linebacker tries to cheat up. McGarvey, the left-hander, takes it. Looks long. Looking for Cable. Cable, oh, threw it just out in front of him. He had to dive, and he was right there inside the 5. But it was even with outstretched hands, he couldn't get there.
No, Cable's fast, but he wasn't that fast.
But, Joe, you just saw it, too. Switching quarterbacks there. You got a right-handed thrower there with Sleeman, a lefty there with McGarvey.
Mm-hmm. Pump fake by Smith right there. Pump fake, and then took back and threw it. And nice pass right there. If he'd have threw it right in his hands, it would have been a touchdown. Easy. Second down now, 10 yards to go. Ball's on the 42. 3 wideouts, 2 on the far side, 1 on the near. Kemp's over here, or Cable's over here on this side. Ball's just inside the hash mark. Hand off to McGarvey's going to keep it himself. Oh, and he got crunched right there at the 42. Ran kind of behind Big Dawson Gray and ran into him and the lineman and stuffed him right there. 53, it looked like, for them. That is David Chamberlain.
Yeah, he's 230, and William Wright was also there on the assist. He's 210, so a couple of pretty good-sized fellas laying a lick on
Joe, Coach Spinner told me McGarvey's an athlete. He wants him on the field as much as possible.
Exactly. Third down, 10 now for the Trojans. Smith takes it. Back to pass, looking. Got a little time. A little flare over here to Carlson. Carlson, 40, 35, 30. He's going to first down inside the 30, down to about the 28-yard line.
personally, Joe, I'd like to see North Hall probably be more even when it comes running past, really get the defense on their heels.
Mm-hmm. Wiley Koch helped make the stop, but his helmet came off, so he's got to go off the field. That was a good look by McGarvey. He kept looking. He looked downfield. All of his downfield receivers were covered, so he went to the flare.
Now, nice job coming out of the backfield finding Parker right now. Parker was wide open and was able to get about 15 more after the catch. Down to the 26-yard line, first and 10 for the Trojan. 26 seconds left here in the quarter. Hands off to Carlton. Carlton inside the 25. Oh, he stumbles. The old turf carpet came up there and grabbed him around the 24. He might have had a few more. He's down to about the 23. Yeah. Oh, we got an illegal procedure or something. Got a flag back at the – it's going to be an illegal shift on the Trojan, so it'll come back.
Oh, man.
Yep.
That's their sixth penalty of the quarter.
Wow. You know Coach Pender can't be very pleased with that part.
Coleman Eldridge was on the stop. Well, sort of. He was there to shove him down. As you said, he tripped over one of those blades of artificial grass out there.
Exactly. Turf monster came up there and grabbed you. Mason McGill talking to the white hat. Now they'll come back up as the guys get their plays. Jackson Miller, the junior receiver, comes off the field. And other guys got Cronin, Kemp, Cable. And you've got White tumbling in the backfield next to McGarvey. Tumbling going from one side to the other. 9-8-7 on the play clock. That'll be the end of your quarter right there. North Hall leads it 7-0.
And we're back with the second quarter for the Brickyard at North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Second quarter about to begin here for North Hall.
They're lining up. They're still over on the sidelines, especially Wesley. And the ball will swap ends. And North Hall will have the football at the Wesleyan 31-yard line. It'll be first down and about, looks like 15 to go. As they are, North Hall's getting back out there, the offensive line getting squared away. And
meanwhile, Joe, Cherokee Bluff on top of Appalachian, 20-0, a score Gary will be interested in. Jackson County on top of Jefferson, 3-0 in the second quarter.
The Battle of Jackson County. What else would you call that, Gary?
What, over in Jefferson?
Yeah.
Well, it would be a – I don't know that Jackson County's ever beaten Jefferson in football. It would be a feather in the cap of the Panthers if they could pull something off. But Jefferson's pretty good again this year, so we'll see.
First and 15, Adams in the backfield, three wideouts, ball on the fall, hash mark. McGarvey, the left-hander, puts one in motion, takes it, hands off. No, he takes it himself, right the middle across the 30, the 25, and down right there to 25. Picked up a quick six. Got it about six, maybe 7 yards.
Nice fake.
Yep. Good fake to Cable that time. They kind of bit the defensive end, bit on that, and allowed Smith to get through that first line and got about six, maybe seven. Be second down and nine.
I'm waiting for the end around the Cable. He's got way speed.
Yep.
To leave him alone for very long.
Smith goes back out. And there goes Tumbling. Tumbling coming in. He's going to run Allen out, Tumbling in. That's four backs they've used behind tonight for the Trojans. And they'll hand off to Tumbling. Tumbling across the far side around the 20, down to about the 19-yard line. Gets even about five, maybe six, right at the 20-yard line. It'll be third down and about four for the Trojans.
Well, whoever decided to move Tumbling to the offense is patting himself on the back right now because he's been a force.
He runs hard, doesn't he? And having those other couple of guys, I say younger because we didn't see them last year, even though they're seniors, Adams and Allen, and they tote the rock pretty good too. Third down, we'll call it about five, a long four, short five, if you will. Cole Cable out far on the far side. Ty Kemp on the near side. Two receivers, one back, that's Carlton. Next to McGarvey, we got a timeout call by Westland with 10:32 in the quarter.
We'll take it with him. We're close. 30 seconds, Nathan, for more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
On the radio, 97.5 FM, online at WGTJradio.com. Friday Night Football in North Georgia from North Hall. Trojans leading Wesleyan 7-0 in the second quarter.
North Oconee over Dalton, 14-0. Looks like that one's in the first quarter. That's really the, there's not really any other local ones scores yet. So as a timeout keeps on, 27-0, Cherokee Bluff putting a whooping on their opponent tonight early on. Appalachia.
Just had a chance to talk to the team doctor, John Boxavanos, orthopedic surgeon here. He's done a lot of work on me for sure. He and his wife and a partner have opened up a Greek restaurant. With a name like Boxavanos, of course, it had to be a Greek restaurant. He said he didn't have enough to do.
Third down, about 4 yards to go for the Trojans. McGarvey in the backfield with Carlton beside him on his right. One man in motion, going to hand off to Carlton. He cuts up front, down to the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Trojans.
20 yards, no flags.
But a rushing touchdown for the Trojans there.
They got a little they got him off kilter, if you will, Gary, as Parker cut to his right and then cut back to his left and boom, had it wide open. He was able to slide into the end zone untouched. 13-0 lead as Walker Vining comes back out. Where's number 21? Dominique Wilkins' number. He'll try to make it 14-0. The second PAT of the night. Dalton Hulsey comes out there as one of the blockers. McGarvey high snap, gets it. Walker's high end over end kick. It's good. 14-0 Trojans.
And we're back at 1 minute for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
There's a kickoff to the far end. Hayes picks it up, the receiver. He's going to get basically hog-tied right there. Bulldog, and they got a flag in there. I don't know if that's after the fact, but the Bulldog around the 20-yard line caught it around the 10, did Hayes. Got it out of a high tackle by the Trojans. Let's see what they'll call right here.
Robbie Lee came up, and they were patting him on the helmet like he made the stop. I don't know what the call is right now, though. I didn't see anything overt.
Might have been something to do with the head of the helmet as it came up in one of those high tackles around the helmet.
Look for a personal foul.
Personal foul on North Hall, so it had to be, it did not show on a face mask, so this is going to be a personal foul on the Trojans.
Seven penalties, Joe.
Seven, and that's going to knock them out there another 10, 15 yards, so that's going to put the ball out around the 35 probably. That's where they're walking to. Yep, so it'll be first and 10, really good field position out to the 36 is where they'll spot it. Be first and 10 for Westland at their own 36 after the penalty. So only about a 7 or 8 yard return, but then a 15 yard penalty on top of it puts Westland in. Going right there. They've got 5 wideouts now. Empty backfield for Kirkland. Kirkland back, looking to pass. A little short pass over here. Gets it over to 24. That's Gillis. Gillis a little screen. Gets up across the 45 to about the 47, maybe the 48. It'll be a first down. Nice pitch and catch as Gillis tipped it with that right hand, brought it in, and was able to get up to about the 47. That 11-yard pickup, it'll be first and 10.
And Parker Carlton, after scoring the touchdown, made the tackle on defense.
And so they're doing a good job on first down, the Wolves have so far.
Mm-hmm. 5 wideouts again. Looks like they're going to pass it a while now, gentlemen. 14-0 Trojans. 10 minutes left in the quarter. Now the quarterback has to scramble across the 50, takes a slide. He's going to get about 2 or 3 yards out of it, even though he slid in safely at second base right there at the end of the Trojan helmet.
Man, boy, you can do some sliding on this turf,
yes,
too, can't
sir.
You?
Then he said the knee hit at the 50, and he wound up the end of the slide was about the 47. But they spotted where the knee hit, so that's the 50. Second down now, 7 yards to go for the Wolves.
Well, remember, they hit 6 touchdowns last week against Commerce.
That's right. 1, 2, 5 wideouts again. Kirkland with that towel tucked in behind his on his backside there. He rubs it, then he comes up there, puts a man in motion. That's Gillis. He's going to try to run to the near side. 2 linebackers come up, stop him at the 48-yard line. And number 28 is saying, I took it away. Referee, that's Buddy Clark.
I think he said that he blew it dead.
Yeah.
He got it after the whistle. But that was a nice wrestle the ball away by Buddy Clark. That was a design run that time, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a looking down and finding your receivers covered and taking off. That was a run all the way.
He tried to come behind the smaller of his linemen, Chamberlain and Hilton, and it looked like Clark and number 12, Parker Carlton, came up there and stopped him right there. He got 2, his third down and 5 with 8:36 remaining.
Well, Kirkland, as we said, is pretty big, 6'6", 205.
Kirkland looks, throws it, slings it out on the far side, complete. Got the first down there. It's number 14, Beck Baxley. He picks up 6 and gets the first down for Westland.
Well, this is a key drive for the Wolves here.
Mm-hmm.
They need to put something on the board before halftime.
First down for them at the Trojans' 42-yard line. North Hall leads it 14-0. Possibly could be 21-0, but it's 14. 8:26. 1, 2, 3 wideouts all on the near side. You've got Baxley, Hayes, and number 5, Riley Webb, all on the near side. Kirkland, empty backfield, back there by himself, looking, throws it right in the middle, complete over there to Baxley. Baxley with nothing. He might have lost a yard as the Trojan defense stepped up in there hard and fast. Connor Harwood in on the lead, along with Jacob Wright.
Yeah, Harwood, another one of those Mighty Mouse people at 5'8", 160, but he will knock you.
All these North Hall defenders hit you pretty hard, don't they?
They do. Now, they've always been well coached on defense. That's been a trademark of North Hall.
1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. Baxley, Hayes, number 11, Eldridge. They're back to pass. Throws a jump ball out there in the middle. It's going to be interference comes from both backs, judges.
Yeah.
As he went in, and that's going to be number 14, draws the flag. That's Haynes. And basically what happened on that one, folks, Gary, you can back me up on this as a receiver, stopped kind of and was backpedaling, waiting on the ball to get to him as it was a short pass, and the defensive guy ran into him.
Ran right into him. Put numbers on numbers.
Yep.
That was a pretty easy call for the two back judges, mm-hmm. and they made it.
He had his hands up, which defensively you're supposed to do, but he just kept running and ran right into him.
You can't run into him.
Yeah.
No matter if you got your hands up or not, he knocked him down.
That's one of those that at that point, if you have the ability to turn around real quick and find the ball, at least you wouldn't get the penalty called on you. Ball's down at the 29-yard line, first and 10. They throw a little out over on the far side, complete. He's hit, but he keeps his feet. And then a horde comes in there, a horde of black jerseys, number 11, that is Coleman Eldridge, caught the ball, maybe a yard pickup, and that was it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the Wesleyan receivers are doing a pretty good job of juggling the ball and coming down with it. That hit him in both hands. He tossed it up, came back down. Well, what that did was it able the defenders the time to zero in on him and knock him backwards. So, yeah. No gain.
No gain on the play. We're 7-10 left in the second quarter. 14-0, Trojans lead it. First game of the year for the Trojans, second game of the year for the Wesleyan Wolves. Kirkland back to pass. Pressure by the line. Kirkland's going to run it across the 25. He got walloped right there at the 24-yard line by number 28. Buddy Clark comes up. That defensive the linebacker comes up and knocks him down after about a 4-yard gain. Ball's at the 25.
You know, the linebackers are all, like we said, 5'7", 5'8", 5'6", stuff like that. Luckily, though, they have not had to play a lot of pass defense over the middle. Kirkland's been going downfield, Joe.
Yes, he has. Third down, calling about six for Wesleyan. Kirkland with five wideouts again. They're saying somebody moved. Now we're going to have a flag, I think, on the far side. Let's see. Now the umpire and the line is going to talk. It's going to be illegal procedure on the offense. Now we'll back them up five, and the defensive coach on the far side is having a fit on the side judge over there. And the back judge saying, no, it didn't happen. You know he didn't do that, Mr. Ref. Well, unfortunately he did, Coach, so.
Backs him up to the 30, so it's third and 11. So.
Yeah, short 11 right now. You'll have 1, 2, 3, 4 wide outs, a single guy in the backfield. Looks like number 12. Kirkland's the quarterback. Who's back there with him? Hayes is back there with him. Kirkland running, rolling to this side, throws it back across the middle, and he's going to be bound on his knees. Number 5 caught it right there. That is Riley Webb. He caught it on his knees and then got walloped from behind as the defender came up and gets about 7 yards out of it. It's going to be 4th and 3 here.
Well, yeah, and you got to watch that now. He was already on his knees and then turned around and sat down, but he was hit anyway. But probably a good no call, but you got to be careful. He's already, the ball's dead. I mean, he can't get up and run.
Right.
This not the NFL or major college football. This is high school. So once you are down on your knees or sitting down on your fanny, the
now we've got a timeout on the field. It's going to be called by Wesleyan. That'll be second timeout with 5:46. North Hall leads at 14-0.
We'll take a win. We're back in 1 minute for North Hall. 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered. So we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit DuplicatingProducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Back with 5:46 on the clock, fourth down and about 3, maybe 3.5. Wesleyan, 3 wideouts on the far side, 1 back next to the quarterback. That's Hayes. He's in motion. Kirkland with 15 on the clock. Kirkland has it, looking for Hayes. Throws it a little high, incomplete, as number 12 comes up there and hits him good. Parker Carlton had him covered, and as soon as the ball hit his hands, Parker shoved him forward, which is legal. Kept him from maybe doing that tip drill and catching it himself right there, Gary.
Yeah, and then diving for the ball when it popped up was Buddy Clark, but it was
way out of position right there. Not out of position, but way out of reach for Buddy Clark.
Yeah.
So it'll be over on downs. North Hall have it at their own 22-yard line. First and 10 with lots of time, 5:42 left here in the quarter.
I wonder about that call on 4th and 3.
Yeah, I would have thought you might want to go short, you know, something out of the backfield or even a quarterback run, something.
Like a draw.
Yeah, the quarterback's been successful running the ball so far tonight. North Hall has the ball there. Bring it up. You've got Sleeman back at quarterback. Gets it over here to Kemp. Kemp across the 25 to about the 27, maybe the 28. So a little quick out, and Ty catches it and hugs it pretty hard. Give him six, second down and four.
Eldridge pushed him out.
And so when I see Sleeman, and I look more for passing and then maybe a surprise run for the Trojans.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alex is the thrower. And like you said earlier, he's grown a couple inches over the course of the summer. Holloman comes out for the line.
Jumped off the field, Joe.
And he did. McGarvey will come off the field. He was out there momentarily. You got Cole Cable on the far side, Ty Kemp on the near side. Parker Carlton in the backfield next to Sleeman. Parker has the ball. 30. 35. Steph arms a guy across the 35 to about the 40 is where they'll drop him. About a 17. No, excuse me, about a 10-yard gain. I apologize for Parker Carlton. He started off to the right, cut it back inside against the grain there, Gary.
And they had four guys from Wesleyan bringing him down. So, see, that's the weapon right now that Wesleyan does not have that North Hall does.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the capability of doing the passing, but then they'll go with something to set up that looks like a pass. All of a sudden, boom, here they come on some kind of counter or trap right up the middle, and they got it for the first down.
And for the most part, that counter play has been pretty effective for the Trojans tonight.
We have seen North Hall run counters and traps time immemorial.
But North Hall's winning the game with the line of scrimmage.
Yes, they are. First down and 10, balls at their own 45 minutes exactly on the clock. Put a man in motion. That's McGarvey. Three wideouts. No, they're going to have a timeout call by North Hall. Must have been right there when the play clock was fixing to go off, because I'm looking, it's back up at 25 already, so evidently that play clock was at 1, and the Trojans coaches call the timeout.
We'll take a 30-second timeout with more here for North Hall, 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Back here at North Hall at the Brickyard. North Hall 14, Wesleyan nothing. 4:55 left until halftime. North Hall just took the timeout. That's their first of the half. They got it first down and 10 for 40. Three wideouts for the Trojans. Ty Kemp on the near side. Ball's on the near hash mark. McGarvey and White tumbling in the backfield. McGarvey in motion. Schliemann has it. He's going to take off running. It was wide open. Alex going to cross the 50, the 45, and gets knocked down at the 42-yard line. Well, he had a huge hole, Gary.
Yeah, he did. And number 23, Gingrey, slowed him down. And then one of the defensive backs, I think it was Jamison Hilton, was the one who finally tackled him. But I think it was when 23, Gingrey had him up around the shoulder pads. He said, ooh, this might be a horse collar. I better let that go. But he did slow him down enough for his teammate to make the time.
First down, balls across midfield at the 42 of Wesleyan. McGarvey's everywhere. He gives it off. Sleeman gives it to Tumlin. Across the 40 to 35 and gets thrown over the hip. A hip toss takedown down to about the 31-yard line.
Yeah, Con Hardy did the little hip toss, as you call it, Joe. Hardy, 5'9", 185-pound defensive lineman.
4:17 left in the half. North Hall with a two-touchdown lead. One of interest, folks, and I noticed it last night, Rayburn Gap up in the mountains, only been playing football a few years, all the way down at Grayson tonight. Grayson, really a big team, and Rayburn Gap's winning that game 12-7.
Rayburn Gap, that tiny little school, is ranked nationally.
Yep.
They don't play in the Georgia High School Association. They play in the North Carolina Athletic Association.
One man in motion, Sleeman moves McGarvey, hands it off this time. Ooh, and he's hitting hard. Adams, the first stop behind the line for the run of North Hall. Adams hit right there and lost about a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards.
Wiley Koch, number 67. I don't have any stats on him, but he looks like, as far as height and weight, but it looks like he goes about 6'7", maybe, no, 6'5", maybe 215. He was a load. He smacked him behind the line.
And that might be the first TFL the ball game for North Hall.
Might be. Second down. 13 yards to go. McGarvey comes out on the field late. He'll be a receiver position. White tumbling over to the right of Sleeman. Sleeman back to pass. A little pressure. Looking to throw. Throw it up there. He's got a man open. Throw it over his head. Cole Cable and he threw it about a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards, over Cole's head on that one. Double pumped him that time, Gary.
Yeah, his name would have to have been Barry Allen instead of Cole Cable if he was going to run under that one. He'd have been the Flash.
But the thing about it is, you got to get the ball into Cole's hands, also into Ty Kipp's hand.
Cole has been open. They've just that's at least the second and maybe the third time, Joe, he's been overthrown tonight.
Exactly.
That's what I got to get in their hands.
One on the first possession, one in that one. 14-0. Trojans lead it 3:03. It is second down. Or third, is it third down? Third down, 13 yards to go. One man in the backfield, that's Carlton, on the right-hand side of his quarterback. Four wideouts. Ball on the near hash mark. Sleeman has it. Looks, got pressure. Has to throw it right over here. Got a completion over here to number 8. He can't. McGarvey to the 20, the 15. Tries to get by a guy and finally gets tackled at the 14-yard line. Look at Smith McGarvey.
Oh, should have been tackled right there after the catch, but he ducked his head and let the tackler slide up. Got a flag on the play here. Was finally bringing him down. Was Gingrey.
That might be a taunting on us for getting up and signaling the first down after, because the back judge called it, not the referee. The side judge, it was right on top of him. Let's see what they will have. Dead ball. Unsportsmanlike. It'll be against North Hall. That's what it was for.
And that's 15 yards, too.
Yep. They get it down inside the 10 down to the 9. So it'll be from that spot. They might lose the first down unless it's from the line of scrimmage.
It's dead ball. It's okay. It's okay, Joe. It's first down.
It'll be a first down, and then they'll mark it from after the first down. Gotcha.
Well, at least you got the downs over.
Mm-hmm.
Resets that, but it's at the 28 instead of the 12.
Now, he got up after that, and one of the players came up and signaled first down, like you see the college and the pros, and they're not supposed to do that. That's a unsportsmanlike in high school. Probably shouldn't be, but it is, so you got to play within those rules. Three wideouts, one back, that's Carlton, over to the right of Sleeman. Ball on air, hash mark. First and 10, balls to the 28. One man in motion. There's Kemp. Kemp trying to go wide around the 30, the 25, the 20, inside the 15, tripped up high, and did a somersault over the 15 down to about the 13, maybe 14-yard line. See where they spot him.
Yeah, Ty showed some speed getting around the end, didn't he?
Yep, had a good block on that far side over there. I think it was Cronin blocking for him over there that time. That Cable was over there, too. Nice job keeping the blocks out there in front.
Flag, Joe. I see it now. I wondered they were walking backwards. Now there's a flag at about the 26.
Yep, it's going to be a 10-yarder.
Well, North Hall's their own worst enemy on this drive, that's for sure. Should have had a first and 10 at the 12 or 13.
I think it's out 10 penalties.
I did not see what he signaled, but I'm going to guess a holding. Second, 2:32 remaining. North Hall is first down, but is first and now about 18 yards to go. Gray and Cable to the far side. You've got Cronin and Kemp on the near side. I'm going to put Cable in motion. Sleeman has it. Got a pressure. Throws it right over the middle of the top. Over the Carlton out of the backfield. Got the first down down the sideline. 5. What do they say? Touchdown, Trojans.
Down. 36-yard. Boy, did he walk the tightrope there.
Yes.
Well, what a play, guy. Get him out of the backfield.
Out of the backfield, right down the sideline. He caught it about the 34. Went right down the sideline, and one guy had the angle. But Parker, you show a little burst of speed there, Gary. Got in the end zone.
So now he's got a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown receiving.
Yep, scored from the 20, scored from the 36 that time on the pitch and catch.
Walker Vining attempt his third extra point. Started to walk up there before the ball was snapped. Now McGarvey says, hike, give it to me, kick. It's up, and it is good. 21-0 Trojans with 2:02 remaining in the half.
And back in 1 minute from Nora here on North Georgia's 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Buddy. So Northall really showing some stuff here in the first half of play.
Scored a lot of different ways right there. It was good, like Mike said, it was a good play call by the Northall offensive coaches right there. After the penalty from, they're going for the onside kick. They won't get it as number 52 will recover it.
25.
That was, oh, number 25, my bad. Wrong.
Your dyslexia kicked in, Joe.
Yep, that Tab Butler recovered it as one of the upbacks. They were kicking it from the opponent's 45, so they had a after the play penalty against Wesleyan. So they tried the onside kick to try and get one more score right there, and Butler fell on it right at the 35. Let's see, Wesleyan, you know, would like to get some points here in the last 2 minutes of the first half.
Well, they pretty much committed themselves to the pass now. There's nobody in the backfield, and they haven't been for the last couple of drives here.
And one play in the last two drives, they've had a guy in the backfield, and that was a wide receiver. And we'll throw it over the middle. They get it complete. They get about 7 yards. And I believe that's Buddy Clark in on the tackle that time on the far side. Looked like him. He had his buddy.
Harwood.
Give him about Harwood 6
too.
Yards. Harwood.
Yeah, so, Connor Harwood, yeah. And they're giving it soft in the middle now, Joe, just so they can burn
yards
out this clock.
Second down, 1:41. Kirkland back to pass. Looks on the near side this time. Incomplete, right in and out of the hands of number 24, Bruce Gillis. And he got racked pretty hard twice. His helmet's come off, and he's down on his knees.
Yeah, in fact, he took his helmet off himself. He got. I think he's seeing some stars now.
Might be.
And the coach is chewing on the officials pretty good, talking about a late hit.
Well, the one guy, he bounced off one guy like a pinball, and another guy came up and hit him after the ball was over his head. So
they dropped the flag now. Yep. I don't know what that's for.
Okay.
But you see it right there by the down player. Flag laying right on the yard marker.
Okay.
On the yard line.
Somebody might have said something.
Might have. It might have been the hit after the fact. I don't know. And then his mouthpiece came out, too. I see Cody picked it up, trainer for the Trojans. 1:36 here in the quarter.
Let's see if we get a little word with Sean Pender as they exit halftime. He's probably going to echo what we've already talked about the penalties and so forth. They're helping him up now. So that's Bryce Gillis, which is one of their leading tacklers, one of their leading defensive players, and also the punter.
And the got a flag, as Gary said, right there at the 40-yard line. Let's see what we're going to have. They're going to put it up. That back judge has thrown several tonight. And they're picking it up. I don't see anybody marking anything off now. So, yep, there it comes. Personal foul on the Trojans. So one of those guys with a hit, personal foul, going to give them 15 yards, mark it across midfield all the way down to the 42-yard line of North Hall with 1:36.
A rare instance when what the head coach was talking about came to fruition, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin Pridgen, I could see him. You could see it on his face. He was upset, and he started talking to the officials, and the next thing you know, that flag drops. Now, they may have already decided to do that.
Four wideouts, one by one receiver back there with him, puts a guy in motion. That's Eldridge. Back to pass is Kirkland. Kirkland's got him coming over, and they're going to grab him from the waist, pull him down to the 48-yard line. Couple of black jerseys pulled him down that time. Looks like number 60 was in on it. That's Jacob Wright, one of the defensive linemen. Maybe it was 34 maybe in there with him that time. Hunter Robertson. Second down, 16 yards to go. 1:14 left here in the half.
Again, they're trying to score here before the half, then get another one. They start things off in the third quarter.
That's the intentional ground, and I would think, but they're not going to call that as he just slung it over his head there. He did have a receiver down there, Eldridge.
Well, and he threw it at one of the tackles, Jack Wright's feet.
Yep.
But that should have been, I mean, that was obvious he was trying to get rid of the ball and not be sacked.
And the size judge talking to the white hat over there to see, yeah, he just wanted to get rid of it because Hunter Robertson was right in his nose guard, if you would, right there.
Yeah, unless you had a tackle eligible, there was not a receiver.
Really?
Nowhere in the zip code.
Third down now, 16 yards to go with 105. North Hall brought the whole team that last time. Four down linemen and back are cheeking up. They got five. One guy almost jumped off sides, got back. We're waiting to see if they can get one as they run it. Play clock got plenty of time. Kirkland back, looking, throws it right in the middle, over the top, complete down there, and Hayes is going to scamper in for the score. He just went up there above. The North Hall defender came up, mistimed his jump. Hayes grabbed it and was able to sprint into the end zone for a Wesleyan score.
48 yards on that, Joe.
Just a jump ball. He threw it right up there in the top, Gary. And Hayes waited on it, timed his jump perfectly. The North Hall defender timed his a little off. And Wesleyan comes down and scores six. Now they'll be up there. That's going to be number 91, Bo Billing, for the extra point. There's a snap, the hole, the kick is up. And the kick is good. 21-7 with 55 seconds. Wet North Hall leads.
We'll take one more 30-second timeout with more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Back here at North Hall High School at the Brickyard, 55 seconds left here in the first half. Wesleyan with the first score of the night. A long touchdown pass to number 10, Carter Hayes, from Walker Kirkland. High pass, almost like a punt, drifted up in the air, and Kirkland just waited, or not Kirkland, but Hayes just waited and out jumped the defender, got it, and then sprinted untouched the last 12 yards into the end zone. 21-7, North Hall leads it. Not before halftime. They'll have the ball one more time. You'll have number 9, Quinn Brown, will kick off for Wesleyan. Back deep for the Trojans, we'll have Cole Linleaf and Cole Cable.
Not an unusual situation, especially in high school. You got one guy that kicks off, one guy does your placements.
Little pop-up coming to this side. North Hall's got to get on it and hurry it. Bounce. Did they get on it? They did. Finally, there at the last second. Number 2, that's Noah Kemp, kind of reached up behind him and pulled it in and fell right there at the 25-yard line.
That's a live ball. Got to get down there and get on it.
That's right. Wesleyan trying to get something funny to happen right here in the last minute of the first half. Ball to be spotted, nose right on the 25.
35,
excuse me. Thank you for correcting me. Who's my quarterback? Sleeman will be back in. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts and one guy in the backfield. Allen's in the backfield on the right of Sleeman. See if North Hall might try to go down and score again here before the half. Sleeman looking, rolls out to his right, looks. Thought about throwing it. Now he's got pressure. Comes back to the near side. Now he's got to run. He's going to cross the 40 and out of bounds. Got tripped up. But he's going to be around the 40-yard line. He gets about 5.
Coleman Eldridge gave him a little nudge, but he was still in bounds when he gave him that nudge. So perfectly legit hit.
Ball is at the 41-yard line, so a 6-yard pickup for Alex Sleeman. Second down and 4.
Does stop the clock out of bounds.
Plenty of time on the play clock, 43 on the game clock. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. McGarvey in motion. Sleeman back. Throws it right over the top. Good pitch to Carlton. Carlton 40, 50, across the 50 down to about the 48-yard line. Another little screen pass to Parker. Parker caught it around the 43-yard line and had a little bit of an open, and it closed up in a hurry, but across midfield to the 48.
Tripped by Brown, knocked down by Gartland. Does get up the first down.
First down, clock's running at 25. Back to pass to Sleeman, looking long, throws it right over the top, got a man, intercepted by Wesleyan. Threw it a little bit short that time, and their number nine came up and made a great grab for them right there. That was Quinn Brown.
Yeah.
The kicker came up and picked that one out of midair right at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, just on the, in on the last play on the tackle, and that one he comes up with the pick, and he just laid out, Joe. He jumped for the ball in the layout position, as it were, and just grabbed it and hugged it down to his chest. Great pick.
Alex is going to wish he had three throws back tonight. The two to Cole and that one right there. Now they're on defense again. Kirkland will bring them up. He's got one, two, three, four wide outs and one guy in the backfield with him.
I think they're going to may just take a knee here.
Gartland is the back. That's what they're going to do. Good call, Gary. With 16 seconds, they'll take the knee, and that'll be your quarter right there. Gary will try to get a word with Coach Pender as they go in at the half.
And Northall will go in the locker room leading 21-7 at halftime.
Let's see if we can walk over there and talk to Sean as he's walking. Coach, you moved the ball pretty well. Come away with 21 points, but I bet you feel you left some on the field.
Yeah, we did. We're making some uncharacteristic mistakes. I know it's the first game of the season, and mistakes like this do happen, but we're better than that. I mean, we threw two ill-advised interceptions, and we're making some penalties that we shouldn't be making, and because of that, you know, making mistakes that are keeping them in the game, and you can't keep a good team like this in the game because they will capitalize on you, as you see.
Yep. They got in position on the one big score, but that was, other than that, your defense has played awfully well.
Oh yeah, the defense is playing really good. But that's one half. We got to continue, and we got to play even better the second half.
All right, thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, Gary, thanks much. Halftime score again is North Hall 21, Wesleyan 7. We're back with the United Community Halftime Report in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
Welcome back to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Mike Warford with you here from Lynn Cottrell Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall. Opening game of the season for North Hall. looking like they're in mid-season form, Joe, right now, leading Wesleyan, a very, very good football team on the private school side of the GHSA, winning by a score 21-7 here at halftime. A lot of good things happening for Coach Sean Pender's team.
Well, what I'm kind of impressed with is the several passes they've got hit Parker Carlton out of the backfield. He got that one long touchdown on that last one to give him 21. But they've come out of the backfield. A couple of long passes, I'm sure that Alex would like to have them back. He threw them a little long, both intended for Cole Cable. One that wound up being picked off, but that was really nobody's fault. He threw it right there and was right there to the receiver, but the defender came over there and took it away from him. So he was right on the money, and he was right in the corner. So
well, I mentioned during the pregame show, Joe, about what Northall tried to outscore you or how the defense been both ways. I've been very impressed with the defense and also the offensive line.
Yeah, offensive line's play pretty well. You know, they've got several holdings, and other than the, 10 or 11 penalties, that's got to be the sticking point, I would think, for Coach Pender here at the half, is all those penalties, Mike, because that's got to, you know, that's got to be that burr in your saddle, if you will, if you're the head coach or any of the position coaches, is to pick up. Now, it is the first game of the season. You've been off for 2 weeks because you had your scrimmage game 2 weeks ago. You know, first game jitters, you're at home, you're playing a team that you probably should have beat last year. You want to do good, and then boom, a couple personal fouls shouldn't have happened, but they did. So you got to clean up some stuff here at the half and have a fairly clean second half.
Northall leading 21-7 here at halftime, and Northall got the opening kickoff from Wesleyan and ended up scoring the first touchdown on a big pass play.
Alex back looking, waiting for somebody to open. He throws it right up the middle. Complete to Kemp. Kemp at the 45, the 30, the 25, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. Northall, no yellow on the field. Ty Kemp from Alex Sleeman. That would be a
69 yards.
Nine.
And you saw that completion there. And a great way to start things off for Northall. This thing's sort of started stopping for the Trojans. They went three and out on their next possession. On the third possession, they thought we were going to score once again, but they had an interception in the end zone. Then Northall was able to score two touchdowns in the second quarter by Parker Carlton. First one was a big run for the Trojans.
One man in motion, going to hand off to Carlton. He cuts up front, down to the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Trojans.
And then, to end things up with the Trojans in the first half, Carlton is a receiver this time around, coming out of the backfield for a pass completion for a touchdown.
I'm going to put Cable in motion. Sleeman has it. Got a pressure. Throws it right over the middle of the top, over to Carlton, out of the backfield. Got the first down down the sideline. 5! What do they say? Touchdown, Trojans!
Down.
And then it was Wesman able to score late in the second quarter plays, first half of play. They had a big pass play there, which was right down the middle of the field, which went for 6 and ends up Northall leading at halftime by a score of 21-7. Coming up next, we'll bring you the halftime stats and more, including the high school football scoreboard from around North Georgia. More as you're tuned to the United Community Halftime Report on Friday Night Football North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
And we're back here at North. Oh, again, Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you here on 97.5 Glory FM. North Hall with their first game of the season, leading by a score of 21-7. Joe has the halftime stats.
I do. For Wesleyan, they had 9 rushes for 4 yards. There were 12 of 21 was Kirkland, 126 yards, a total of 130 yards, and 3 penalties for 35. North Hall, 11 first downs, 17 rushes, 163 yards, 8 for 14 passing, 2 touchdowns, 170 yards, 333 total yards. First half, 1 punt, 57 yards, penalties 10 for 100. As I mentioned, they have to clean that part up for sure. I know Coach Pender and offensive coaches and defense coaches as well want to clean that up. Parker Carlton carried the ball 3 times, 32 yards. Wyatt Tumblin comes in 5 carries, 82 yards. One was 57-yarder, a long one. Jacob Adams, 3 for 11. Justin Allen, 1 for 6. Smith and Garvey, 2 for 6. Sleeman, 2 for 24. Ty Kemp, 1 for 2. 17 for 163, almost a 10-yard per carry average. Sleeman was 7 of 12 in the first half, 154. 2 interceptions, 2 touchdowns. Smith and Garvey, 1 for 2, 16 yards. Cable caught 2 passes for 11. Kemp, 2 for 75. Parker Carlton, 3 for 63. And McGarvey, 1 for 21. Kemp and Parker Carlton both had the touchdowns. Walker Carlton, Kirkland was 6 carries, 10 yards. Garland, 2 for minus 2 yards. And Kirkland, 12 for 21, 126 yards passing. The longest, Carter Hayes, 4 catches, 74 yards. His longest was 48, and that was for the touchdown there in the first half.
Again, Joe, how many attempts did both Sleeman have? I know you said McGarvey had 2.
Together they were, Sleeman was 7 of 12.
So 14.
Yeah, they were 8 of 14 in the first half.
So it didn't seem that way, did it? Because really pretty much even, as I was asking earlier in the ball game, you had 15 rushes and 14 passes in the first half.
Yeah, 14 passes, 17 rushes, 333 yards is pretty doggone good in one half of football. You and I are used to seeing 333 in a game, mm-hmm, and 333 and a half, so they've proved it. You know, and like I mentioned, North Hall has had thrown 4 guys out there running the ball, and all 4 of them have produced for the Trojans tonight. So you got to be pleased if you're the Coach Pender and the offensive coaches that all 4 guys can carry the rock.
Well, everybody's talking about, you know, 7-on-7 in the summertime, that kind of thing, but you still got to carry the football. You got to run it.
And that's the biggest thing, and you know, not to belabor and talk about college football that actually starts tomorrow over in some foreign country. The thing is I've said for the last 2 years, Georgia has to find some running backs to offset everything else that they can do offensively. North Hall is doing that tonight. They've got 2 guys that can throw it. We've seen that. And now we're seeing some guys that can run the ball too, and that keeps the defense off balance all night long, and that's a really big key for the Trojans.
Yep, big thing there. We'll see what kind of adjustments North Hall makes at halftime. Really, the biggest thing to clean up is just the mistakes that they have been committing. It isn't anything that Wesley's doing. It's just really the uncharacteristic mistakes that Coach McFender said for North Hall in the first half.
Yeah, the penalties that they've had, and they've got to clean that up. And if they can cut that in half, so to speak, and go from 10 maybe to 5 penalties, so still that's too many. But if he can cut that in half in the second half, I would think he'd be pleased with that.
Oh, no doubt about it. And on the other side, Wesleyan did not commit that many mistakes, but they had that one crucial one where the player was ejected.
That's exactly right. Looking at their penalty yards, they were 3 for 35, but on one of them where the player was ejected, which he'll miss next week as a defensive back, a cornerback. You know, and he just got tangled up right there with a guy, and that was number 6 Geno Hutchins. He's offensive guy. Got tangled up with one of our defensive backs. Little extracurricular holding on, and then took kind of a little swing there, roundhouse, and didn't hit anything but air, thank goodness. But still, you know, you did it, and the referee saw it. So you got to go stand on the sideline the rest of the night.
Well, the thing about it is they are still a very dangerous football team. We'll see what kind of adjustments Coach Franklin Pridgen makes for their football team, because they will get the ball to start the second half of play, and they want to score that first possession and then really make it a ball game.
Yeah, they want to get back in. If they score in the first possession, make it a ball game again, you know, if North Hall can come out and stop them and then go down and score, that'd be a huge momentum for the Trojans here right after halftime.
It'd be interesting to see how Commerce hit them, because North Hall is really hitting them hard tonight.
They are hitting them hard, and I think, you know, I made that little comment there before the game that last year a couple of the parents mentioned, a couple of our parents, you know, that, you know, like, ooh, we got to play y'all again. And yeah, I think that was the biggest thing, because that's probably one of the hardest hitting teams that they see all year long. And it's the first game of the year last year, first game of the year this year. Luckily nobody's injured yet, and hopefully they won't be, but you'll see how the physical they get in the second half, and you hope nobody else loses their temper, so to speak, and gets it out of control, because you'd hate to see anybody ejected from the game on either side.
One thing about it here on 97.5 Glory FM, the way the schedule worked out this year, you're going to hear the Trojans five straight weeks tonight, the opening game of the season. We're back here next week as Cherokee Bluff takes on the Trojans. Cherokee Bluff will be 2-0 going again to next week's ball game. Then we'll travel to East Hall, that big rivalry between the Trojans and the East Hall Vikings. East Hall off to a big start with their win last week over Baines County. Again, they're going to play tomorrow night down in Oglethorpe County in Lexington, south of Athens, due to the lack of officials over in the Athens Association. Then coming up after that, we're back here for two more straight home games for North Hall. They'll take on Chesapeake in the Battle of Highway 60. Then it's homecoming, the Hall of Fame night. So the second class ever here at North Hall will be inducted that night as White County takes on North Hall. That's the first half of the season. North Hall playing four of their first five games at home this year.
That, you know, that's kind of good for them, that first half, and then they go on the road for a while. And it's going to be a tough region again this year, because, you know, Dawson, Pickens, you know, Lumpkin, all, they're all going to be good again this year. And North Hall has got to progress each week in this region they're in to try and go back-to-back champions.
Yep, that's the goal for them. Let's look ahead. Let's look at now some of the scores around North Georgia. Got any of those?
You know, let me flip over here. Of course, Cherokee Bluff over Appalachia, 37-0 is what I'm looking at. Pardon me for hesitating. I'm trying to look.
I do have one score for you. I was listening to it. Halftime, Jefferson and Jackson County tied at 3.
How about that? A defensive struggle down there.
And Nathan, tell me if Flying Branch is on top of Habersham Central, surprise of Mount Airy, 21-7 in that one.
That's interesting right there. Mike and I both had Hab on that one. But
sure did.
Yep. The East Hall and Oklahoma County is tomorrow night. 27-14, winder over for Forsyth Central. Franklin County has already beat Johnson. It's 10 touchdowns, so that one's over with. And that one's showing only not even at halftime, Michael. Sequoia over Cherokee by double nickels, 55-0. And that one's at halftime. That'll be a running clock for them. Michael had that one. Jackson County, Jefferson. Let's see who else I might have here.
Yeah, probably nobody else here local, because Lumpkin County, White County, Chesapeake had the evening off. Gainesville played last night, won their game over Moody, Alabama, 49-7. And also we have the private schools playing this evening, with Cross Keys playing at Riverside Prep. Lakeview Academy looking for their first win of the year in a region game in the GIAA against Piedmont Academy. Lanier Christian with that win over Lakeview last week, looking to go 2-0. They're taking on Rock Springs Christian this evening. West Hall on the road down in North Fulton County taking on Northview. And, of course, we'll have all the details of all these games this evening after our ball game, just after 10 o'clock this evening. This one's going late, as we'll have the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard Show until 11 o'clock. Then we'll get back as quick as we can to bring you the final score this evening. We'll get a chance to talk to coaches, reporters, and bring you all the final scores until midnight this evening here on 97.5 Glory FM. Then tomorrow morning at 9:05, the Saturday Morning Sports Show, we'll talk high school, college, and pro sports. It should have a video on our YouTube channel at Team Glory Sports tomorrow morning at 9:05.
you got back up here. I just saw a couple scores that may or may not pertain to us. I saw that Raven County was up on top of Fanning County, 28-7, I believe the score was that one. The 44-0, Nathan updates me for
Cherokee was on top of Appalachian in the third quarter.
Archer is beating Seckinger.
That's interesting there. Short week for Tony Lottie's team after winning over West Hall this past Saturday. And, of course, make sure you join me every Friday night at 6:05 tonight. I had 9 interviews with coaches on the air between 6 and 7 as we bring you the very best in local sports coverage here on 97.5 Glory FM. And coming up next, we'll continue with the United Community Halftime Report. At halftime, it's North Hall 21, Wesleyan 7 here on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
All right, back down.
We get ready for the second half to begin here in just a few moments here on 97.5 Glory FM. Joe gave me one score during the commercial break. If that score holds up, you will hear during the final score tonight or tomorrow morning on the Saturday Morning Sports Show. Well, I'll be talking with Coach Jeff Lee, the head coach of Riverside Prep. The Eagles have not won a game since before COVID, and it's been a long streak for Riverside Prep, but they are leading the Cross Keys Indians, a GHSA school out of Chamblee, 24-0 right now at McGinnis Field. And that would be a huge, huge win, Joe, for Riverside.
Yeah, it'd be a huge win in the first game of the year. Coach Lee might be trying to turn things around down there.
Oh, absolutely.
A big thing for them right there, for sure, down at Riverside Prep, for sure. Yeah, Ravens on top of Fannin, that scores 32-0. There at the half.
Wow.
See, Jackson Jefferson tied at 3 at the half, as Mike told you earlier. And Ridgeland over Armucci 13-0. No, that really doesn't concern us. Monroe over Cedar Shoals 27-3. Lanier over Mountain View 12-0. And Pickens over Sonorville 28-7 at the half.
Not very good. We'll try to get the West Hall score for you later on. They're playing Northview this evening, and we'll see how Nagy Lyon, his team, does in week number 2, a short week for them also. Had some teams that had short weeks.
Had to play on Saturday last week because of the weather.
Yep. And there was 5 games played last Saturday. And so, thankfully, the weather has helped us out so far this
evening. Yep, we've been pretty blessed tonight. It's been rain-free. It was a little warm earlier, and then Gary said it cooled off nicely, which I know he's proud of that, being on the sideline for us.
Yeah, when it got dark, when the sun went down, you could tell the temperature went down, and it's starting to feel a little bit like fall. Mm-hmm. But it's been so wet and humid in the month of August. And we dodged a bullet with a hurricane that just went by the past couple of days, and Hurricane Aaron.
Yeah, this is one of those times of the year that it gets dark in a hurry.
Yeah,
you have like just a very short twilight, and then boom, it's dark.
Yep, exactly. Yep, your time starts getting shorter days now, and when it starts that, it seems like it gets dark in a hurry, doesn't it? Now there's the clock or the horn getting ready for the half to end, and North Hall's out ready to kick it. Walker Vining out there to poke that thing down there. And you've got Carter Hayes back, and looks like Eldridge back deep to catch it for the Wolves from Wesley. Starting third quarter, North Hall leads it 21-7. Vining with a pop-up kick, going to come down around the 20. Bounces one time. Eldridge is going to pick it up on the far side at the 18. They're going to tackle him from behind right at the 21-yard line is what they're saying. They change sides with the head linesman. You'll notice, Gary, you've got a new guy over here. So that guy must have got tired of the other guy chirping in his ear. So Tim went to the other side here in the second half.
Well, when the ball popped up, as you said, it enabled the kick coverage team to catch up. I think it might have been Wyatt Tumlin on the kick coverage team that hit him first.
The first down and 10. Ball's at the 22-yard line. We've got 1, 2, 3 wideouts, two on the near side. Ball's right in the middle of the field. Quarterback Kirkland got one back there with him. That's Gartland. They're going to hand off for that running back. He's going to get about 5 or 6, 7. He's still on his feet driving down to the 30, almost the 31-yard line.
Somebody's helmet came off.
Maddox Gartland, and that's going to be a North Hall player number 60. He'll have to come off. That's Jacob Wright. Jacob does not understand that or whatever. There's a flag over there at the 22-yard line. Yep, and there comes Jacob off, and number 90 for the Trojans is Wyatt Cannon, a junior. He'll come out there replacing big number 60.
I mentioned earlier, Joe, Wesley's been very productive on first downs tonight.
It's going to be a first down. It's a penalty against North Hall. Didn't see what the penalty was, but it's going to be against North Hall. That's penalty number 11.
Illegal participation.
Illegal participation, is that what I heard?
That's what you heard.
Yeah, that's about a 15-yard penalty all the way down to the 45-yard line.
That means 12 players on the field, Joe.
Wow. Okay. No surprise he got that many yards then.
Yeah.
How'd that happen? First down at the 45.
And they noticed it. Yeah. They had 12 on the field.
Three wideouts. Gartland in the backfield along with Hayes. Nope, that's a different guy. They're going to hand off to Gartland again. Gartland's going to get maybe a yard out of it. They had number two back there, William Wright, another running back in the backfield, and he didn't help out as far as gaining yardage. They might have got a half a yard.
It was Hunter Robertson who spun him down.
Yeah.
That time.
Everybody swapped sides. The back judges even swapped sides in the second half. That might be a good idea if you're getting chirped on pretty heavy for one side.
Robertson's a 5'9", 190-pound senior defensive lineman.
Second down, 9 yards to go. Ball's on the 44-yard line.
That's an unusual number for a DL. Joey, where's number 34?
Number 34, Hunter Robertson. Yeah, the defensive lineman. 1, 2, 3 wide outs. Two in the backfield. Back to pass now is Kirkland. Kirkland looking. Almost ran out of bounds. Threw it late, and it got tipped away at the last second by number 5 over there on the far side, Connor Harwood. Went up there with him and got up there enough fingertips on it, Gary, and knocked it away.
I think that was intended for number 5, too, wasn't it, Joe?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, they're number 5, I believe, down there, Riley Webb. He's been active on both sides of the football and got knocked away right there at the last second.
It's going to be third and long, so this is kind of big for the Trojans here.
Third down, 9 yards to go. It's a long 9-2. You got several wideouts. Quinn Brown on the far side, two guys on the near, 2 and 2. Back to pass, throws it right in the middle. Comes over to this side, going to be knocked down at the 47. That's number 11. Caught it, that's Eldridge. Eldridge going to be shy of the first down by a yard, maybe two. Cross midfield down to the 48 of North Hall. 10:46.
Excuse me, Joe. That was Walker Davis who brought him up shy of the first.
Fourth down now, two. They're going to go for it. That number 16 looks like is the quarterback in there now, Gary, if I'm reading that right. Jamison Hilton? Yeah, Hilton is the quarterback now instead of Kirkland. A new quarterback in the game. I missed that if he was there earlier. Five wideouts. Let's see if they try to run it. Maybe a little delayed run here. Hilton. Yep, that's what they're going to do, and he gets stopped in the backfield. Well, they saw that one coming, didn't they?
Yep.
And the man right there in the middle, that's big number 60, I believe, that got him.
Well, the first man that hit him as he's was number 12, Parker yep. Carlton, and Parker kind of laid on the turf for just a second and started reaching for his toes. It's a cooler night tonight, but it still doesn't make you immune from cramping.
Oh, no. J.J. Young, also Jacob Wright, in on the stop to hold him right there. Only got about a half a yard and held him on downs. That's the second time tonight, I believe, they've done
it
that.
It is. It is.
It'll be first and 10 for the Trojan. Best field position, starting field position for the Trojans tonight at the 48. Alex Sleeman in the game. Two wide outs and a running back. Going to hand off to the running back. Oh, and he got nailed pretty good there by number two. Fill the gap, William Wright. Linebacker came up and hit him hard.
I tell you what, Joe, I thought they might do the same thing they did to start the ball game. I thought they might try to go over the middle to Cole Cable, but go the other direction.
Run it instead of, you know, and it's if you're a North Hall fan, it's nice to see them kind of split it almost even with running and passing here in the first half. See what they do the rest of the night. Cable on the near side, two on the far side. Ball almost in the middle of the field at the helmet. Bottom of the helmet's where the ball is spotted. Sleeman to Cable on that sweep to the far side. The 50, the 45, run out of bounds. Right around the 44, 43-yard line on the far side. Short of the first down is where Cole is brought down at. Get tripped up. Flag back at the 48.
Well, you know, I wondered in the first half when we were going to see Cole Cable on the end around. We just saw it. Now, it may be coming back, though. Let's see.
Danny Zimmer, our white hat's going to come over and give us the call on it. Holding, so it is coming back. Ball, the holding call came at the 48. That'll be a 10-yard penalty. Push it back to the 42-yard line, yep, of North Hall. So it'll be second down and about 17, 18 yards.
But, Joe, the point that Gary made about Cole going in around, a flashback to Dan Jackson.
Yep.
He was so successful at North Hall, two-time MVP, played at Georgia and was drafted by the Detroit Lions. Our best to him, he suffered an ankle injury in preseason and is out for the season with the Lions.
Yep. Hope he can come back strong.
Yeah, they got to pay him, too.
Yep. Second down, ball's on the 42. Sleeman, sidearm it over here to Kemp. Kemp, inside, down screen, down to the 50, down to about the 48-yard line. So they got eight of it back real quick. Down to the 48, it'll be
third down
and about six.
What?
One, two, three, yeah, 6 yards.
Wiley Koch, as I said, looks like he goes about 6'4". Grabbed yep. him around the waist, spun him to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Koch is playing like almost like a defensive guard in a four-man front.
Third down, about 6 yards to go. Three wideouts, ball's on the near hash mark. Sleeman back, plenty of time, rolls out to the near side now, looking. What's he going to do? Threw it side. Ooh, he got tipped out to the line and got knocked out of bounds. Just trying to get rid of the football. He had nothing else to do, and both guys, receivers deep, were covered up.
Well, he completed the pass, but it was out of bounds. It was to one of the North Hall assistant coaches. So
yep.
Neither one of those is going to qualify for a completion.
You should see Walker Vining come into the game now for North Hall.
Fourth and about six.
Yeah, about six.
Well, it is on the Wesleyan side of the 50 at the 48 on the hash mark.
They're going to go for it. Sleeman, now you got a timeout called by Coach Pender.
Let's take it with him. We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Back here at the Brickyard, 845. North Hall after the timeout. Schliemann with four wideouts. One man in motion, that's McGarvey. Schliemann looks, got a man open. Cole got it, first down. The ball, he caught it around the 37, and he backpedaled and got tackled and throw backwards. It'll still be the first down at the 40-yard line.
Eldridge got him up and around the chest in a kind of a wrestling move there, Joe. And, well, they had a fight there for about 3 yards, didn't they?
Mark that one down. Yep. A fourth down conversion for the Trojans.
Got about 8 yards out of it. Got it down to the 40s. Carlton will come in for McGarvey. Schliemann still in the game. Need three wideouts. He's for South on top of Dawson County in the fourth quarter, 16-6. That ball game in Gainesville at East Forsyth.
And first game for Coach Jabo Shaw as head coach at Dawson County.
Across the 40, the 35, got tripped up down to about the 31-yard line. Gets about 9, almost 10. It'll be second down and 1.
Karn Hardy tried a shoestring tackle, Joe, and lost the grip on his foot. Got another 5 yards after that.
You and I and Mike have seen a lot of shoestring tackles on our day, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
And Joey, things are going right now. Let's see if we go to a pass play. Went pass, run. See if we go back to a pass now.
8-13, 21-7. North Hall in the lead. Commerce leads East Jackson 24-7. Schliemann back to pass. Two-step drop. Throws it right over the middle. Incomplete. Tried to throw it in a crowd as Cole had one man coming across from the other side and one man on his hip. Out there, threw it a little high. Hit his hand and incomplete.
Yeah, well, you're right, Mike, which was a little bit surprising until you considered, not that you, surprising that you were right, but there was no second and it was second and one. You figured maybe they just go ahead and get the first down, but also then you figure, well, second one's going to give you third and one, and it's maybe not quite one, so at least you had one to burn there to see if you could get the home run ball.
Kemp, the only wide out, he's over here on the near sideline. Hand off to Carlton. Carlton right up the middle, 4, 5, 6 across the 25 down to the 21.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about because you know you got somebody like Carlton who's going to get you at least 2-3 yards. And then that time he wound up getting a bunch in the first down before Riley Webb knocked him down.
Gets down to the 23s where they're going to spot it. First and 10 for the Trojans. 7:58 and rolling. Flowery Branch on top of Habersham Central, 21-14 in the third.
That'd be a big win for the Branch.
Oh, huge, absolutely.
Huge win. One wide out.
If they hang on.
Guy over here on the near side, kind of in a blocking back. That's going to be Buddy Clark. Man trying to get away. That's number 23, Allen. Can't pull his leg out of that one guy that tackled him right there, and the flag comes in late. Guy that made the tackles on the bottom of the pile just now getting up. That's number 2 that made the tackle. That's going to be William Wright. Let's see what the call is going to be.
Mixing it up in the backfield, Joe, as you mentioned already, they've used a lot of people. Austin Allen goes about 200 pounds, so that gives them a little bit of beef in the backfield rather than the smaller, quicker backs.
Dead ball, and personal foul against the Trojans.
Wow.
It'll be second down, but it's going to back them up 10 or 15 more.
Be 15, too.
That's going to be the third or fourth personal foul tonight, Mike, for the Trojans, and you've got to back it up and be the 12th penalty for them tonight.
Well, and that's what Coach Pender was talking about. You know, you keep doing these kind of stuff, and you let a good team keep hanging around.
Exactly.
And they'll beat you.
You've got 7.5 minutes plus left in this quarter, another whole quarter to play, and you're only up by 14. So you can't keep doing these kinds of things.
Second down about 25. Four wideouts, ball in the near hash mark. One guy in the backfield, that's Allen. Alex's going to put a man in motion. Going to stop and go back the other way. Schliemann rolls out to the far side. One man chasing. Throws it the last minute, a little short and incomplete. Trying to go to Cole, but threw it low, and it'll be third down at about 25.
That was just not a well-executed play right there. Cole Cable was nowhere around that ball, and he just had to dump it in front of him and hope he was in the general vicinity.
Yep.
So they don't get intentional grounding and out of bounds.
As I mentioned, Franklin all over Johnson. Still not able to find West Hall School tonight. Still looking. We haven't found one yet. Third down. Now 25 to go. Ball's on the 37-yard line. Now to get down to the 14, so about 23. Third and 23. Three wideouts for the Trojans. Alex back in there here. Whistles.
Another
and
penalty.
Timeout.
Or timeout.
Oh,
yep.
Timeout.
Had to be
by Wesleyan.
We'll take it with him. We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Back here at North Hall High School, 7:13 remaining in the third quarter. North Hall got a third down situation. Three wideouts, one guy in the backfield with Schliemann. 21-7 is the score. Alex get the snap. Man coming on him, looking to pass. Now two men coming on him. He's still looking to pass and throws it late. Complete, but I might have been knocked out of his hands. They're saying they came away with it. They're going to say incomplete. Yeah, they're going to say incomplete. Right there, saving for North Hall because number two came out of there saying I got it right, saying I got the interception. And they're going to say incomplete pass.
Still going to bring up fourth down, isn't it? Yeah.
And you got a guy that's injured for Wesleyan right here on the North Hall sideline. He's out of play, but they've called the Wesleyan trainers over to check him out. Big number 52, Con Hardy, a linebacker, been very active tonight.
Yeah. Called his name more than once, I think.
Who is that?
Yes.
That's East Lake, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know about East Lake High School.
No.
But East Forsyth on top of Dawson County. As Joe mentioned, Franklin County defeats Johnson. It is Cherokee Bluff. They'll win their game against Appalachian. And by the way, Appalachian, they're going to have a special ceremony, special day of remembrance. Mm-hmm. 13 days now on September the 4th. It'd be the one-year anniversary of that horrible situation that took place last year, which changed everything at Appalachia. And our thoughts and prayers are with them as they get ready for that. But I tell you what, it was a huge win for them last week, Joe, winning that first game of the season. But the Bears, they are for real.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they had a big win last week, and they've got another big win tonight. They were up 47-0 last we looked. It's fourth down. Let's see if they're going to just a little pooch kick, or if they're going to try and go for it here on fourth down for the Trojans. It is 21-7.
Line of scrimmage.
Line of scrimmage is at the 37-yard line.
37, yeah.
Yep. Fourth down.
Now looks like they're going for it.
Yep. Schliemann with three wideouts. One guy in the backfield, that's Allen. See what they do. Schliemann's got it. Rolls back. A little bit to his right, going with the screen over here to Dawson Gray. Gray across the 30, the 25, inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Dawson Gray, touchdown!
Wow, on a 4th and 24.
Little screen set up, and Dawson Gray caught it around the 30. Had all kinds of buffer. Guys.
He had a convoy, Joe. Yeah. Breaker 1-9. I mean, he had people out there blocking. In front of him had at least two of the great big linemen over there.
And that might just win the ball game, guys.
And two white jerseys doing all they could to try and get to him. And the last guy grabbed him around the four and just kind of held on as Dawson took him in. They're going for two right there, and they got a flag before it because whatever they did, they kind of messed it up right there. McGarvey stood up as he caught it, threw it over there to an almost wide open. Well, he was wide open. He just got covered. It's going to be an illegal participation. And they'll replay it. 27-7. Let's see if they're going to kick it this time or if they're going to do something weird again. They'll back them up 5 yards and then go from there. Offense coordinator's kind of chirping a little bit, saying, no, he didn't do that. Leak number 44. Dalton Hulsey came out of the corner right there trying to sneak in and grab that score. Walker Vining back to tip the kick from about 15 yards as it's up, and it is. Hits the goalpost. No good. 27-7 North Hall with 6:53.
And back at 1 minute more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Longer kick this time, back inside the 10. Man catches it, comes across the 20 out to the 25. That was number 11. Returning has Eldridge. Eldridge caught it inside the 10, gets it back out to the 27, maybe 28-yard line for Wesleyan. Comes Frank Pridgen.
But now Joe, the Wolves got to score every time they kick the football
out. Yes,
now
they do. Got to score a bunch in a short amount of time, Gary.
And that just increased the length of this ball game tremendously because they're going to throw it and throw it and throw it.
Yes, it did. And we're still in the third quarter. So we got 20 minutes or 18:46 left clock time to play. Four wideouts. Quarterback back to pass. Back in the game is Kirkland. He gets it over here, complete to Hayes. Hayes dodges one guy across the 40, gets knocked out of bounds by Walker Davis at the 39-yard line. It'll be, he got 11 out of it. It'll be first down and 10, or should be, for the Wolves.
Referees gave him a little dispensation there, Joe. Mm-hmm. He had a couple more of the Trojans coming on, and they didn't need to do that.
That was a big word you just used right there. Did you say give him a little extra room?
Yeah.
Is that what dispensation means?
Well, consideration.
Consideration, gotcha.
And forgiveness all wrapped up in one, because they could have thrown a flag on that.
When they got out of bounds, yeah. I got you. Mm-hmm. First down, three wideouts, hand off to the running back. He's going to get about 2 or 3 yards right up the middle. Kirkland handed off that time to Gartland. Gartland might have got 3 yards out of it, and that's not Gartland. That's going to be number 15, Kyle Baxley.
Well, I say you got to throw it, and you got to throw it a lot, but you can't throw it all the time, because then you just, you know, you just pin your ears back and play center field back there and run the clock that way. Now you're up by 20.
Gets two out of it, second down, 8 yards to go now. They all look at the sideline, got 19 on the play clock, 6:04 on the game clock, and running. There's the snap. Quarterback keeps it for a long time. Gives it over there to Baxley again, number 15. He gets basically loses those yards they gained a moment ago. It's going to be third and 10. Back to the 39.
Boy, that's Buddy Clark again leading the way on the defense. I'll be anxious to see how many total tackles they're going to give to Buddy tonight, because he's been in on a bunch.
But at the same time, too, all these TFLs, balls behind the line of scrimmage.
And third and 10.
Third down and 10, four wideouts. Baxley back there with Kirkland. Kirkland back to pass. One guy coming on, throws it, incomplete. Threw it in front of his intended receiver, number 14, Beck Baxley that time.
Well, some quarterback hurries on the part of the North Hall defense tonight, too, because if he has time to set up for that, that's a completion. He was open again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the defensive line linebacker has been putting good amount of pressure on him tonight. Now that helps out your defense and the back, the guys in the back, a lot for sure. Who did Lakeview play tonight, Mike?
They played Piedmont Academy.
I think what I'm seeing here is Lakeview's up 20-7. in the third quarter is what I think I'm seeing on this score.
Kind of clean things up. They had six turnovers in their loss against Lanier Christian.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Lakeview Academy. Fourth down now, 10 yards to go. They're going to be punting. Gillis is the punter. He's saying, give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball. They didn't get it off in time. I think it's going to be a penalty.
Yep.
Look, yep, there comes the yellow flag, so it's going to be delay a game. They'll back him up five, and he'll kick it. Try to kick it again.
Let's see if North Hall comes again. You know, they've had the rush on just about every punt.
It might be time to practice the return.
Yeah.
Set up a return.
I mean, right now you're up by 20. I'm kind of with you. You gotta work on things in a game situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Under the lights on Friday night.
Johnson has scored over Franklin County. 27-7 just high, and they got the punt off, though.
That would have been the time to bring it. Yep. Almost got it blocked anyway.
We're going to get a nice roll. It hit about the 48 and rolled down inside the 40, down to about the 37.5-yard line, 36.5-yard line. And so the punt will be North Hall's football at their own 36. Lincoln County over Jenkins County, 21-6. I know that doesn't matter to us, but I'd like to tell you anyway. Looking for local stuff. And they have the scoreboard I look at, folks, is from all over the state. So I have to kind of slide down it and find teams that I know.
31-yard punt, Joe.
No, first down and 10.
No return.
Got McGarvey back in the quarterback. He'll pitch it over here to the near side. Gets it over there to Adams. Adams across the 40 to 45, out of bounds, around the 47-yard line. Mr. Adams carries it that time. That's Jacob. He's a senior. And gets about 9. It'll be, or is it going to be first down? Where they spot it? The mark at the 48. The umpire talking to the lineman right there. And that's going to be first down, I do believe, if they spot it at the 47. Yep, they're going to say first down. It must be a penalty against Wesley, and a sideline warning, because they've already had another warning earlier. So that's a sideline warning. Came from the far side as a 5-yard penalty. Gives them the first down. I think they had it anyway. It'll be across midfield down to the 48-yard line of Wesley.
William Wright on the last stop. He's been active tonight, too.
Going to pitch out to the far side. They go over there to tumbling across the 40, the 35. Hit a man and knocked out of bounds around the 32.
Well, the big thing now is play take away, keep away, basically, yep, from Wesley, and just don't let him on the field if he can.
Good pitch out by Smith. Done a good job on those two pitches, Gary. He rolled out that direction and hit a pitch, and pitched it probably a good 5-6 yards out there to a guy already in motion.
Well, and I'm kind of impressed with the way that they've used their two quarterbacks tonight. They really haven't missed a lick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a beat as they've been shuffled in and out.
North Forsyth over Creekview, 10-0 in the fourth quarter. A man in motion, that's going to be Kemp. McGarvey's going to keep it. McGarvey across the 30, down to about the 26. Gets about 5 or 6 yards right there. Big Smith McGarvey, lineman all down there protecting that quarterback.
I mentioned earlier, Joe, and during our break, is that North Hall's had some explosive plays tonight, Joe, for their touchdowns.
They have. We had that one long one a while ago, 32. They've had a couple other long ones tonight. You know, they had explosive passes, explosive running. We get 6 on that play, so a second down and 4 with 2 wide outs for the Trojans. Ball on the far hash mark. Running back is Tumlin. Quarterback is McGarvey. McGarvey steps up, hollers something out to his players. Allen in motion, flips, flops to the other side. Now we've got a timeout call by North Hall as the play clock gets down to 7 seconds.
We're back in 1 minute for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Back here at the Brickyard, 4:02 remaining. North Hall has it. Second down, about 4 yards to go.
And four to go in the third quarter.
Yep, that's in the third quarter. A lot of passes tonight. Hands off to Tumlin. Tumlin's going to squirm around. Bounces off one guy like a pinball down inside the 20 to the 19.
They're going to say, let's see where his knee hit, because he squirted forward another 2-3 yards. They're going to say it hit at the 19.
Commerce on top of East Jackson, 24-7. That's saying quarter one. I know that can't be right. Slide on down the list here.
You know, Commerce won their first, lost their first game to Wesleyan, while East Jackson won their first game against Wanda Bear on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Sleeman back in the game for the Trojans. Going to hand off to Tumlin. Tumlin across the 15, the 10, still driving inside the 5, down to about the 3.
They're going
to
put it away right here.
Tumlin carried the ball, but I think that defense might be wore out.
Yeah.
Flowery Branch 28-14 over Habs Central in the fourth quarter up at Habs Central.
Well, that's one thing, as we mentioned earlier in the game, Joe, when you have a depth at running back, you keep those fresh legs in and the defense is worn down.
Exactly.
And then you bring your starters back in and, boom, they're scoring or they're getting long runs.
And they've had, North Hall's been able to slide and rotate four guys in there, all seniors, tonight at running back.
And the line has done an excellent job of blocking. As I said, they've got Wesleyan on size a little bit here.
Carlton and Allen splits the quarterback in the middle. Sleeman with one more back there, looking to block up, give it to Parker. Parker trying to score. Is he going to bounce out? He does. Touchdown, Trojans. Parker Carlton bounced off the far side.
That's 23.
Oh, was that 23? So that would be Allen. Allen bounced out there behind Holloman and McGill and got the touchdown. Makes it 33-7.
That's a 4-yard score. That's their shortest score of the night. Prior to that, the shortest has been 20 yards.
Again, look at the job that the offensive line's done tonight, Gary, opening up some holes and really helping with the quarterback have some time to throw tonight.
And look at the center. I have a special affinity because I played some center when I was back in the day. And Ham is 5'8", 220.
Doing a good job back there. The kick is up. And it is good, 34-7 with 2:49 in the third. North Hall with the lead.
And we're back in 1 minute from the Brickyard here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Providing ready kickoff for the Trojans. Ball spotted the 40, little pop up again. We're going to bounce about the 18 and then out of bounds. So that'll bring it out to the, 35 as it rolls out of bounds over there.
Should.
And they'll bring it out, and I'm sure that where they'll take it.
Yeah, they'll take it.
Jefferson, Gary, 10-3 over Jackson County in the fourth quarter. Your Mighty Dragons, finally. They're hosting that one at home, too, so giving them all the worth down there, that's for sure.
Well, we've got some show places around here in North Georgia for high school football.
We do.
Memorial Stadium is great in Jefferson. This is a great facility. Of course, Buford with the Taj Mahal over there for 62 mil.
For real.
Well, we got some great facilities now for these kids to play on.
Well, the three of us have seen some not good facilities, so this is nice that these kids have some good places to play on now. Back to passes, Kirkland. Kirkland complete. in between Hayes across the 50. Slung down around the 44-yard line by Walker Hayes. But number 10, Carter Hayes, kind of split between two defenders around the 45, and he got another 10 or 12 after the fact.
And Joe, he's been most effective down the middle.
Yeah.
Well, you've got fields now, you know, especially with a lot of artificial turf, they're pretty flat.
Yep.
You remember some of those fields? I think City Park was among them. If you fell down in the middle of the field, the Turtleback was so big you'd roll to the sideline.
He did at the old White County field for sure. 2:27, Kirkland back to pass. Got a blocker, throws it long and high in the middle. Hayes is there, broken up. Nicely done by number 2, Noah Kemp, I do believe, is who made the hit. It was. Noah comes out of there and knocks it away at the last second.
Well, the defense has done a lights-out job tonight. They
Noah
really
is
have.
Noah's a freshman and comes in there and makes that play. Foot for foot, step for step with Carter Hayes, and did a nice job, or that would have been 6. Yeah, Noah over here, the defensive back corner position. Nice job keeping up with him that time. 2:19, second down and 10. Throws a quick one right over the middle. Oh, complete. Nice job by number 15 to catch that one. Baxley, a little quick pass and got the first down. Got about 15 yards inside the 30 down to the 26-yard line.
Walker Davis may have saved the touchdown that time.
Yep.
He had a few steps on the other defenders.
Tripped him up a little bit there, and he kind of hit him low and got him off balance.
And Joe, just before that, one of the coaches hollered out to the team, play every play, play every play. In other words, don't take any plays off.
Yep. Back to pass. Oh, and there's a big sack right there by number 13, Michael Donatelli, the senior. Saw him a little bit last year. Michael comes in there and gets the sack.
5'4", 170 pounds. You talk about a fire plug.
I love those little guys, don't
Donatelli,
you, Gary?
Oh, yeah. I think of the Mighty Mouse Corps.
Yep.
I mean, look at them. I think the tallest linebacker is 5'8".
Donatelli's shorter than me. That's
he's 5'4".
Going to be second down, about 16 yards to go now. Kirkland back, one running back, 4 receivers. Back to pass, throws it over the middle. Complete, no, knocked away by Walker Davis at the next second.
That was an outstanding play by Walker Davis. And then remember, the defensive back's got as much right to the ball as you did.
Beck Baxley, the intended receiver, it looked like he was open, and all of a sudden those long arms of Walker comes out, knocks it away at the
last
second.
Away, yes.
Nice job. 1:11 left in the third quarter. 34-7, Trojans lead. Trying to hold them right here. Third down and about 16 yards to go. Wesley and looking over at the sideline, getting their play. See what they do here. Same setup, 4 wideouts, 3 on the far side. Kirkland throws this side, got his receiver Hayes. Hayes trying to get to the 20. He gets down inside the 20, down to about the 18. Looks like it'll be short of the first down by a yard or 2.
Noah Kemp. And Wade Haynes on that stop. This is one of those areas of the field where it's the dead spot.
Fourth
around,
down,
hold your mouth just right.
Fourth down and 3, got to get to the 16. Does Wesley in 4 wideouts, empty set. Back to pass, oh, the defensive line's going to sack him right there at the 25. Big number 60 or big number 90 had him in his dress.
I had both of them.
Is that right?
60 for sure.
Cannon. In there.
Jacob Wright.
Yep.
6 foot, 210 pounder. And about 3 more of the Trojans hit him. Never had a chance.
Turnover on downs. That's the third tonight, Michael, I believe we've had.
Yep. And think about it, Joe. Again, another loss in the backfield for the Wolves. North Hall's been in their backfield a lot tonight.
Tackle for a loss. That'd be a big stat for the Trojans after this game. Under a minute now here in the third quarter. We'll have one more. It's a 27-point game. So we'll have a regular clock in the fourth quarter because it has to be a 30-point lead going into the fourth quarter, if I understand it correctly.
It is.
First down for the Trojans. The ball's at the 26-yard line. Looks like you got Sleeman back in the game. You do. Sleeman passes over to the near side, gets it over to Kemp. Kemp, high tackle of the flag as he got tackled up around the helmet. And got two flags out. Looks like a face mask after the fact. number 23 over here, Billy Gingrey, on the tackle, but it looks like he came up high and might have got some of the face mask. Yeah, that's what they're calling face mask, so they'll add some yardage onto it, first down for the Trojans. Now, if I remember here correctly, Mike, if they scored a score right here and make it a 30-point game, uh-huh. the clock would run the fourth quarter, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha.
No, it would not. It would wait the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it has to wait the fourth quarter. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Yeah, it'd run in the fourth. I don't know that they'll do that, but that is a possibility. It's 51 seconds. It's a 27-point game right now.
Well, they had a long scoring pass earlier.
Yep, three wideouts. Sleeman with Tumbling beside him. Thought about it. Sleeman's going to run across the 45. Big number 25 is going to stop him right there. That is Tab Butler. And gets out to about the, they're saying, marking it at the 46. So give him about four. One, two, my three. Give him three. It'll be third, second down and seven now for the Trojans. 27 seconds and running. See what they run right here.
They may call it.
Not a new Alex.
Well, you got a little bit of difference between this game clock and the play clock. So I think that was the last
call
play of
the score. Call a timeout, or what are they doing right here? Seven.
Let time run out,
four.
Joe.
We'll let the time run out right there, Mike. We'll 34-7 after three. North Hall in the lead.
We'll go to the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
We are back here at the Brickyard. 12 minutes left. We are in the fourth quarter, 34-7. To begin the fourth quarter, North Hall in the lead. You've got Sleeman with three wide outs and one single setback as Parker Carlton. Hand off to Parker. Parker's not going to get anything. He gets eat up at the line of scrimmage, probably lost a yard. As a couple of guys come in there and make the tackle, William Wright, one of the linebackers, leads the charge right there and gets the stop.
Well, if you're North Hall, you want to get out of here with no injuries. And you want to, if you throw the ball, you're going to make sure it's a sure pass.
Exactly.
You don't want to let this clock run.
Third down, 8 yards to go for the Trojans. Sleeman in there with Tumbling. You got Cable on one side, Kemp on the near side. Ball's basically in the middle of the field. You got two backs this time, Carlton and Tumbling. Sleeman takes it. Looks, got protection, throws it over the top. Cable intended. Oh, just knocked away at the last second. Huh. He was there, but number 14 yeah. comes over the top and knocks it away that time. That's Beck Baxley, one of the offensive receivers. And Cole cramped up a little bit on that left side. He was pulling that toe back, but he's jogging off now.
And just when we talked about making sure passes, Joe, they go for the long ball.
Go for the long one and
oh well,
incomplete. Now we'll have to go the other direction. Wesleyan will take over. No, it's fourth down, excuse me. Walker Vining will do the punting. I got a little ahead of myself there.
Now, your regular snapper is not your long snapper.
Dawson Gray, tight end, usually is the long snapper.
And number 88, yep.
Yep.
He's in there.
Fourth and eight. And Walker with only his second punt of the night, I believe. High snap. Walker gets it off. Good little punt. It's going to bounce, so it doesn't take a big bounce this time as number three, Ty Kemp, comes up. Dawson Gray, the snapper, comes up. It's going to be down at the 37, 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Wesley, and right there.
Started bouncing the wrong way.
Yeah. Hit nose down and bounced a little bit back towards the old field house instead of the towards the bob.
Only an 18-yard punt, too.
Yep.
Took out a score for you in Mount Airy. It's now 31-21. Falcons on top of the Raiders.
Wow.
It'll be the first win for Coach Michael Perry as head coach at Flyer Branch.
A big one on the road up there at Ab Central, too.
Absolutely.
All right, first down and 10. Kirkland back in at quarterback, 4-5 wideouts. Empty set for him. Kirkland, quick pass over the far side, incomplete, as number 10, Carter Hayes, comes across there, and Bolton Hulsey, as he went down, grabbed his ankle, but it bounced off of one of the defenders, threw it out in front of the receiver, and never had a cut chance there, Gary.
Yeah, Walker better be glad he got rid of that, because he was just about to be nailed by Hunter Robertson. If he'd have held on that ball another 1.5 seconds, he would have been tackled for a loss and a big sack.
Second down, 10 yards to go. 10:57 left in the regulation. Snap to Kirkland. Kirkland back, spins the ball, throws a lob over the top. Where's it going to be? Oh, kind of knocked away by number 4 there at the last second, Cole Lindley. Back playing defense, center field, and the intended receiver was Baxley. And Lindley was able to get back there and kind of tip it at the last second.
Donatelli, a little 5'4 guy putting pressure on the quarterback guy. The guy kind of blocked in the back there. I don't think the officials saw that.
Third down now. 10 yards to go. Now he's going to flip-flop sides. Number 5, Riley Webb, coming over to the near side. And you've got number 11, Eldridge, going to the far side with Hayes and with Eldridge. Looking to this side, throws complete to Hayes. He caught it in the traffic, gets the first down at the 49. I think anyway, yeah, that's where they're marking the 49. It'll be a first down.
Held up by Kemp and Donatelli, and then they blew the whistle because they knew he wasn't going anywhere else and he was about to get gang tackled over there on the sideline. So good call by the official that time.
Well, and when I was refereeing basketball, a lot of times in call preventive officiating, Gary, you would blow it a little quicker just so you wouldn't have any extracurricular stuff go on.
Right.
First down and 10, balls to 49 of Wesleyan. One set back to block, throwing right over the top. Good pass, almost intercepted. Back there, intended for, was that 15?
Five. Joe's at the top of the hour. It's 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Riley Webb, intended receiver, knocked away by Noah Kemp.
Yep.
His second good defensive play here in the second half. 34-7, North Hall with 10:15. No empty backfield. They come up, they're going to throw it short. Kemp's going to come up and hit him low right there. He gets about 7 or 8. The intended receiver was Baxley. He caught it around the 45 and spun and got about 2 more yards. 7 total, 3rd down and 3. Actually, 2. Give him 8 on the catch.
North on top, 34-7 after the game. Join us for the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard Show, 97.5 Glory FM.
Empty set. And he's going to run it. He'll have the first down. He'll slide. Ooh, he slid very late. And the man was going to tackle him right there. It was number 28, Buddy Clark. And he almost slid a little late, and Buddy almost caught him up high. Gets a first down either way.
Now, what happens on that? If the quarterback slides and you tackle him up around the head, is that the quarterback's fault?
Well, if his knee's already hit, I saw it called last year in college especially. If his knee's already hit, it would be a personal foul late hit. But if he's in the motion of just starting and he hadn't touched, here's the play, the completed pass to Baxley. Baxley down to the 30 before being wrapped up right there by Dalton Hulsey. Or, excuse me, by number 14.
Wade Haynes.
Wade Haynes, junior defensive back. Gets about 9 more, second down and 1. 34-7. Wesleyan trying to go down and put some more points on the board. A lot of new faces, young faces in the game for North Hall. I'll say a lot, several. 8:52 remaining in the game. Quarterback Kirkland looking around. Got back one back there with him. That's number 22, Rex Ramsey. He's in there to block. And they throw it late right over the top. Incomplete. Threw it about 2 yards out in front of his intended receiver, Carter Hayes, that time. Had two defensive backs back there with him. Walker Davis back there playing defense. Number 32, John Millar. Yeah, another new guy, Millar, senior back there, defensive back. Five wideouts for Wesleyan. Back short pass right over the middle. Complete to Baxley. Baxley caught it at the 24. Got it pulled out of there. See if North Hall can get it. They did. And they're going to say, yes, North Hall recovered.
Yeah, but because the ball was coming out before he hit the ground. And the guy who made the tackle, Buddy Clark, was the guy who recovered the fumble.
And they stripped it out of there. Buddy was making the tackle. The other guy, defender came up there and stripped it out. And that's when I saw the ball pop out. Buddy hopped up. It was Johnny on the spot and recovered the fumble. Wesleyan moving down the field. North Hall gets possession on the turnover right here. Alex Sleeman will come back to quarterback position. One guy in the backfield. Looks to be Adams with two wideouts, Kemp and Cole. One guy in a slot position. That's another guy. Adams drives across the 35, down to the 36. Give him about three. I've been kind of impressed, fellas, with these young guys. I say young guys, they're seniors, but guys that we haven't seen.
Good point.
To come in and run the ball as effectively as they have for North Hall.
Well, this is a good chance for them to get some game experience.
Yes, sir.
When you're a senior getting some game experience, too, you get a little maturity there, too,
sure,
to go along with it.
Got three. Second down, 7 yards to go. Sleeman with one wide out. Now you got Kemp in motion. Sleeman back, looking. Now he's going to run. Now he's trying to scamper over here. He does. He gets tackled to the last second right there to 35. He lost a yard.
One of the rare times they've had yardage behind the line of scrimmage, Joe, TFL.
And you got some younger players for Wesleyan in there now, too, Joe. That was Nash Ashbaum. We've not called his name tonight.
Hardy came over and lost his helmet, so he has to come out of the game. Number 15, Kyle Baxley, comes back in the game as a linebacker. It's like, I won't say wholesale changes, but Cole Cable, Dawson Gray, number 25, Jack McCloskey, a junior receiver, comes in the game. Sleeman out to the far side, looking, throws it short in the middle. McCloskey catches it at the 41 and then stacked up right there. They'll say giving progress to the 42.
Nobody ever really brought him down. They just stopped him.
Yep.
And then the ball comes out, but the play is blown dead. So bring up fourth down. We're probably going to see the punting unit come back out.
Thought the little Jack. Jack caught a little crossing route right there and got about 6 or 7 yards out to the 42. It's fourth and one. And offense is still on the field here, Gary. Let's see what they do.
Okay. Well,
Spoke
too soon.
Hunter Robertson on the field. Not going to be a blocker back. Got 23 Allen on the field. Sleeman's the quarterback. One wide out on the far side. Going to hand off, come up this side. Offense going to, I believe, short about a half a yard.
I think he is, too. But I was just about to say, your defense has played well. You're not going to turn it over like on your 13 or anything like that. I don't think you got it.
No, North Hall's saying they do, but I think it's a half yard short. Yeah, I think that's what he has. Wesleyan's football, they were a half yard short. Tried to go in the middle to Parker Carlton, and a good job by the defense that time. Maddox Gartland, Wiley Koch, Hudson Barnett come up and made the stop.
Well, that play has worked earlier in the game for 3, 4, 5 yards, but that time they knew it was coming.
Yep.
They stacked the middle.
Yeah, Wiley Koch, big number 67, offensive and defensive lineman, did a nice job kind of stacking it up in there and holding them back.
Yeah, he's a big guy, and he can plug a hole.
Mm-hmm. First down and 10 for best starting field position by Wesleyan all night. Balls at the 42 and a half. Kirkland in the backfield. Nope, that's big number 16 back in there, the quarterback. That's going to be Hilton. Hilton takes the snap. Thought about it. He's going to run it. Has to be careful. Almost lost the football. Keeps control. Runs about 5 or 6 yards off the left side. It makes it second down and about five now for the Wolves.
Well, this is a smart move by the Westland coaching staff. You know, this one's pretty much done. It's not a region game. So you want to put your kids in there, get them some experience. Plus, you save your starters for the games that really do count on down the road.
Exactly. You don't want to get anybody hurt right here early in the season.
Don't they play in the same league with Prince Avenue Christian?
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Is that the same bunch?
I believe that's
correct.
Yeah,
but it's not in the same region.
Not in the same region. Okay.
Second down, 5 yards to go, almost six. Back there again, the same quarterback. And he got hit high. That'll be a flag, and it is.
That's going to be a
– he was in the mix of sliding, and the defender came up high and hit him around the head. So that'll be 15 tacked on top of that one.
Gary, by the way, final score for you, your alma mater, Jefferson defeats Jackson County 10-3.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty good ball game.
Yes, a high-scoring game over there in Jefferson.
Yep.
Interesting that the four Jackson County schools playing each other, Jefferson over Jackson County, Commerce playing East Jackson.
Commerce winning that one the last I saw.
Well, and back in the day, because Jackson County at the time didn't play football, they played basketball, didn't play football. For a long, long time in Jackson County, you had two schools playing football, and that was Jefferson and Commerce. And it was a huge, huge, huge rivalry, and now they don't even play each other anymore.
Yep. The penalty will tack on 15 and gets it inside the 20 to the 19, first down and 10 for the Wesleyan Wolves with 6 minutes remaining. North Hall with a 34-7 lead. High snap to Hilton. Hilton takes it, runs, goes to the far side. Got it. Ooh, he spun right into a defender and got walloped. Buddy Clark walloped him right there, Gary.
Yeah, and Clark, I don't know. We've called his name all night long. Buddy Clark's all over the field.
I don't know if Jamison Clark and the lineman.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. I'm really looking forward to next weekend. We'll be back here at North Hall with Cherokee Bluff taking on North Hall. Bears 2-0. North Hall will be 1-0. That should be a great ball game.
Should be. Big number 0, Portillo, running back on the field, take the nose position. There he goes again. Hilton going to try and go inside there. He didn't get anything, and a helmet came off of a frozen player. Hope he's all right after losing that helmet.
Well, they'll have to come out.
The North Hall's trying to keep Wesley from scoring and putting some starters back in.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, that big number 60 will come out. That's right. Number 90, Wyatt Cannon, will go in for him. Seen Wyatt seen some action in there. Third down and about four to go.
He's played.
Yeah, ball's around the 14, got to get to the 9. Under 5 minutes, 4:45 remaining in the game.
Well, obviously four down territory for the Wolves.
After the game, I'll run over and get stats as quick as I can, come back and be with Mike. Snap. Over to Hilton. They catch it right there. The 15 catches that one. That's Baxley.
Well, that's going to be close.
Yeah, he stretched it out. I believe it's a first down.
I think so, too.
They're looking, and they're going to say first down. Are they moving it? You're really, really close. Nope. They are going to move it inside the 10 to 9.
Think about it. Since COVID, if it's close, they're going to give you a first down, usually.
Exactly right.
First and goal from the 9.
What have we seen? One measurement in the last 3 years, Mike? Something like that?
I think it was 2 at West Hall, and that was it.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
And you don't see it much at the other levels anymore either, do you?
No, you don't. 4 minutes left, first and goal at the 9. Hilton back. He's going to try and run. He's going to get stopped up right there around the 17-yard line.
4 or 5 black shirts on that one. That was a true gang tackle there.
Hunter Robertson kind of led the swarm on that one. I tell you what, I'm impressed by that defensive line, not being as big as they are. They've done a pretty good job for the Trojans tonight. Yes, put a lot of pressure.
I'll tell you, North Hall's won the game with the last scrimmage, no doubt about it.
Under 4 minutes, 3:40 left in the game now. North Hall fans have not left. They're still all here, but neither is the Wesleyan fans, to give them credit.
We'll get a couple of quick words with Coach Pender after the game.
Second goal ball's back at the 16. four wideouts. Quarterback rolls to the near side. Now he's going to throw. Oh, that's Hayes, was quarterback. Intercepted at the one. Number 14 for the Trojan. Picks it off. Wade Hayes. Intended receiver was Carter. No, Carter Hayes was the quarterback. And Wade Hayes gets the interception.
Well, the defense has been like that all night long. They've been a little. Had one break, but that was a big, long, big play. Kind of fluky.
I go back to even that first possession of the second half, Gary, when Northall stopped them. They've been able to keep Wesleyan off the scoreboard in the second half.
Northall's number one cheerleader. Down there waving his towel all into it.
Kane.
Big Kane Newton. See what they do right here. Offensive line moving back to within inches.
Half the distance to the goal, which is going to be, you're right, at about the 8-inch line.
You know, that's got to be tough, Gary, as a lineman. And you played line. As you're inside the five, you committed, and it's half the distance, you're going, oh, man.
Well, it sets you up for a possible safety, you know.
Exactly.
Because it literally is on the 10-inch line.
You got to be careful with the football, the snap and everything right here. They take it. Sleeman's back their hands off. A sweep to the far side. They're coming up there at the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, 35, 40, 45. He's out running. That's Wyatt Tumlin. The 45, the 30, the 20, 15. Tumlin all the way. A 98-yard touchdown score.
Are you kidding me? No, a 99 and 2 inches.
Wow.
Touchdown.
How about that?
That was absolutely amazing. From your own 10-inch line, you take it to the house.
Ran off tackle on the far side and just went up the sideline, broke a tackle around the 15 or 20, and then had a couple of guys hit him on the heels, Gary, trying to make a tackle. Couldn't do it. As Wyatt Tumlin carried it to the house.
Making history, Joe.
99 yards and 26 inches.
That'll be the longest, touchdown run in history.
Yep. Tied it at least, yep. I don't know if anybody else has ever done it.
Well, you did in practice one day, I'm sure, didn't you? I know the one year I was manager for football, I ran a 99-yard touchdown, but nobody else was on the field with me, so. And it took me a good day and a half to do that, so.
But to put 41 points score against this team, this has been special.
That's a big thing, exactly right. Now they're holding it up for a second, making sure they got everybody straight. And everything. Referee talking.
That's Carlton's third touchdown of the night.
That was Tumlin, wasn't it?
Tumlin, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tumlin.
So
you're right.
What are we?
Yeah, that's his first touchdown of the night.
Oh, they had an injury over there. My bad, guys. I didn't see the guy coming off the field on the far side. That was that last guy that tried to dive for him. And that's 52 over there, Con Hardy, that linebacker. He's had a heck of a game, and he's been on the ground a lot. Walking off onto his own power. Got the trainer there with him, though. Walker Vining trying for another point. The kick is up, and it is good. That makes it 41-7 with 3 minutes left.
And we're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Walker Vining with a good kickoff back to inside the 10, around the 9, and number 11 grabs it, runs it out of there. That's Coleman Eldridge, gets out to the 30, where are they going to spot it? 31? Yeah, 31, 30 and a half. Knows the football on the 31-yard line. So about a 20-yard return by Eldridge.
You know, Joe, you and I, we have seen runs against North Hall in the past like that. And go back to Stockbridge a few years ago in the playoffs. Exactly. But that right there, that is something you'll remember for a long time. Yes, Tumlin.
And it was earned. Yes, Tumlin broke tackles.
Yes, exactly.
And recovered his balance and all of those things and just took it, like I said, 99 yards and 26 inches to the house.
That's what amazes me when you keep your balance like that, Gary, because I know I couldn't do that. And off that snap back to the quarterback, and he's going to give it off to number 17, Austin Asbury. New running back, Asbury gets about 2, maybe 3 yards. Ball was started 31, they're out to the 34, give him 3, second down 7, 2.5 minutes remaining in the game. North Hall with a 34-point lead now. Looking over to the sideline, making sure they get the right play as the offensive coach is down at the 25, which technically is as far as they can go, but they're flashing their signs. They all have on their khaki shorts and their green shirts, polo shirts over there tonight, does Wesleyan. North Hall in white tops and black pants and black shorts. A little muggy out there with that wind blowing, feels like there, Gary. Second down and 6. And off to number 17 again. He's not going to get anything on that one.
It's Asbury, pretty good. It's pretty nice down here, Joe, with that wind blowing.
The breeze blowing. Asbury toted it again. The number 43 for North Hall. That's Daniel Guevara. 45, Cullen Tyner.
I saw a 94, Camden Crawford, a 5'10", 225-pound sophomore. So it's good for these guys to be getting some experience.
Yes, sir. Third down now, about 6 yards to go. Under a minute and a half, minute 20 on the clock. Time winding down.
Westland in no hurry.
Good that some of these, as you mentioned, some of these backups have been able to get some. I always call it valuable. Anything on Friday night under the lights is valuable playing time.
Well, and you never know when they might have to step up for real.
Exactly. Snap to starting or to Hayes again. Hayes gives it off to their Asbury. Asbury gets around the corner, gets about 4 out to the 39, almost the 40-yard line.
Cason Haynes, who's all of 135 pounds, made that stop.
Got out to the right at the 40-yard line. The fourth down and 1 yard to go with 35 seconds remaining. And
well, Wesley's
more on the play clock. They may not run a play right here. They're walking over there. I don't think they're going to do anything else.
No, because there's a gap between the play clock and the game clock.
Yep, you got 2 seconds shorter on the game than there is on the play clock. They're walking off to the far side. They're going to shake hands with these guys in there. Good sportsmanship. Especially led in there by number 67, Wiley Cope, one of their senior leaders. That'll be your ball game with 7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and see if Gary can get the head coach.
Yeah, I'll try to get over on the side that he's going to get on. I never know which side he's going to go to. Sometimes I have to break through all the land of the Giants because I'm all of 5'7" 3/4" now.
Well, they got to shake hands first, though. They'll do all that. So North Hall with a convincing win to start the 2025 season, 41-7 over Wesleyan. And Wesleyan will make the state playoffs in the private school side of the GHSA. They have Class A, AA, and AAA playing in their state playoffs. You'll see them in the postseason. But North Hall, what a great way to start the season. And I'll be talking hopefully with Jody Kenny during the final score if we can get back to the station in time with another late ball game this evening. Sean?
Coach Pender says he's going to pray with him briefly.
Wonderful. Then, there you go, Sean.
Then we'll talk.
Say, hey, I like to say it for him, say thank God. And everybody safe and for a big victory this evening here at Lincoln Trail Stadium at the Brickyard.
Big plays tonight, did it for the Trojans. 69-yard pass from Smith McGarvey to Ty Kemp opened up the scoring somewhere in the first quarter early. Didn't have the clock at that time. Then he had Parker Carlton in the second quarter. Then Smith McGarvey to Carlton for a 36-yard pass. Then Wesleyan finally got on the board with a 48-yard pass from Kirkland to Carter Hayes. And then it was all North Hall from then on. Alex Schliemann Hit Dawson Gray with a 37-yard pass, and then a 4-yard run by Justin Allen, and a 99-yard inch scamper by Wyatt Tumlin. So that, and then Walker was good on all but one of the extra points. 41-7, your final. And now I think maybe the Wesleyan kids may be joining for a prayer. I don't know. Let's see.
Well, he said back in the day when the FCA changed a lot of things here from the day that kids were stomping on the logo at midfield and went to lining up either side of the 50 and praying.
They are joining them. That's nice to see down there, gentlemen.
And that's what you want to see.
Yes, sir.
You can be competitors during the game, and afterwards, be brothers.
That's right.
Again, well, I got a chance to recap some of the scores around the area. Flying Branch has beaten Habersham Central. Congratulations, Michael Perry. 31-28, Falcons win.
Wow.
In overtime, East Forsyth defeats Dawson County, the first game for Coach Jabo Shaw as head coach of the Tigers. East Forsyth 19, Dawson County 16, the final in that ball game. Cherokee Bluff has beaten Appalachia. Jefferson over Jackson County 10-3. In the other battle of Jackson County, East Jackson defeats Commerce 21-14. Tigers are 0-2 to start the season. Eagles are 2-0. Pardon?
East Jackson came back and beat them.
Yes.
How about that?
And the Eagles are 2-0. Tigers are 0-2 in that ball game. Again, last night, Gainesville defeated Moody, Alabama 49-7. And tomorrow night, it's East Hall at Oglethorpe County.
They are really good. Nice to see them down there doing that tonight, Mike. With the, as you said, now they're through with their prayer.
All right, let's see if we can make our way over to Coach Pender now. All the kids from both teams had a word of prayer, and they're breaking up. Now they're shaking hands again. This is really good sportsmanship. I'm glad to see this.
Good for them.
Let's see if we can get to. I've lost Sean. I think he may be heading over here. Let's see. I think they said congregate over here somewhere close to the.
Well, Gary, get this. The longest losing streak in the area has come to a close. Riverside Prep has beaten Cross Keys. Way to go, Jeff Lee.
How about that? Good for them.
I mean, Gary, they haven't won since COVID.
Well, that's about a 5-year losing streak right there.
It was 35. Because they didn't play that 1 year. So basically 21, 22, 23, and 24. It went back to 2020, the last time the Eagles won a game.
Raven County shut out to Fanning County. 35-0.
Well, now the Trojans are going to gather together for a quick meeting here.
Mm-hmm. So tomorrow morning, join me for the Saturday morning sports show. We'll talk a lot of high school sports. And we'll talk college and pro sports also tomorrow morning. As the Atlanta Falcons wrapped up the preseason, I'll tell you more about that tomorrow morning. Atlanta Braves lost a big ball game to the New York Mets, who scored a bunch of runs on the Braves tonight.
Sorry, I laughed. Perry and Peach County are in a shootout. It's 66-41. Perry in the lead in the fourth quarter. That's crazy. Yeah, 36-6 RMA. Riverside beat Cross Keys tonight.
So you don't realize how big that win is. And Cross Keys has suffered for a long time there in Chamblee because that whole community changed cultures. Talk about a international type of area. It really has become that. And really, those guys don't know football. And they've been trying to teach them football for a long time.
Gilmer County beat Union 42-20. Stevens County beat Elbert 21-17 at the Granite Bowl. Big win for them to come back.
Oh, yeah.
North Oconee beat Dalton pretty handily. Doing some cheers down there. I hear that through Gary's headset.
We're going to hang here as long as we can before we take our last commercial break here this evening.
North Forsyth beat Creekview 10-0.
I think it's the first time that the Raiders had beaten the Grizzlies, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're having another prayer.
All right.
Prayer for the teams, and now the North Hall folks are.
It's great to see. Again, North Hall winning by a final score of 41-7.
I know it's. I know this is wrong because they've been playing long. Buford and Benedictine tied at 7.
See if we can get in there to Coach Pender real quick. Bouncing around a little bit. All right. You broke it open there.
Yeah, the team broke it open. they played better, and we knew we could run. We felt after that first half that we could probably run the ball a little bit better than what we did, and we were able to get that accomplished. And pretty good. We had some players made some very key plays and some key moments. Defense played fantastic.
I'm impressed with that group you got on the linebackers. Now, the biggest guy's like 5.
Yeah, coach. Yeah, I call them. They're my boys. They get after it. They play hard. Again, they hit hard. And sometimes dynamite comes in small packages.
Then Wyatt Tumlin breaks off. Well, that's at least tie a school record. I think we had him at 99 yards and 20.
I don't know if it could than what it did, but that was what an awesome play for that guy, and what a hard run. I mean, now this wasn't just a wide open, broke some tackle. I'm just so happy for him. Was a defensive back, a cornerback for the JV time last year, and now look at him. So I'm very proud of him.
Keep low.
He had a lot of missed. Just miss big plays that plays that we're able to make, and when we missed them, in a crucial situation, we can't make mistakes. We had that fourth down where we should have been able to push and got a first down and try to seal the game a little earlier, but we made mistakes, and we got to clean up those little mistakes. And I think if we just get better every single week and keep working and keep doing the best that we can, those mistakes will get cleaned up.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. Congratulations on the win.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. There you go, guys.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Great job. Coming up next, we'll wrap things up in 2 minutes here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks. This is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
And we're back here at North Hall one more time again. Final score, North Hall 41 and Wesleyan 7. North Hall dominating this game. Joe, you said how much yards did they get tonight?
609 total yards officially on the stat. Wesleyan with 244. They were back up here. They had 25 rushes now for 19 total yards. They were 22 of 40, 225 yards passing, 244 total yards. North Hall had 20 first downs. They had 33 rushes, 347 yards. The quarterbacks combined were 14 of 25 with two interceptions, 262 yards, a total of 609 yards on the evening. Looking over here, individuals, you had Wyatt tumbling 10 rushes, 221, of course, the long one, the nice one, 299 yards in the TD. Jacob Adams, 5 for 24. Parker Carlton, 6 for 49. Alex Sleeman, 4 for 26. Allen had 11 yards. McGarvey, 12, 2 each by Ty and Noah Kemp. Sleeman, 13 of 23, 246, 2 and 2 interceptions and touchdowns. Smith McGarvey, 1 for 2 with 16 yards. Receiving tonight, Cole Cable had 21 yards in four catches. Kemp, 87 and 4, 63 by Carlton on three catches and a TD. Ty Kemp also had a TD. Dawson Gray had a TD, one for 63. That was a long one. Smith McGarvey had one catch for 21 yards. And McCluskey, a big catch, one for 7 yards on the night. Go back real quick, give you a couple of other stats. Total-wise, Robbie Lee had nine tackles, Walker Davis 8, and Buddy Clark 7 for the Trojans.
And with that, Joe, the observation is North Hall did not look a team playing their first game of the season.
Well, other than the penalties, I agree with you total. They had 10 in the first half, 7, 160 yards total. They got to clean that up, as Coach told Gary that they would. But I tell you what, defensively, very strong. And you talked about the line play on both sides. Very, very good play tonight. The offense didn't really miss a beat other than a couple of long passes that Sleeman threw, McGarvey threw. Other than that, they looked pretty good tonight for sure.
And next week, it should be a lot of fun. Cherokee Bluff comes to North Hall to take on the Trojans in a non-region game. We'll have the action for you starting with the Long Street Cafe pregame show at 7:05. Kickoff will be at 7:30. As it will be Harper LaBelle joining us once again. You would remember Harper in your prayers. His mother passed away recently, and he's having a memorial service for her in California, in Los Angeles, tomorrow. So that's why Harper's not with us this evening. And so he'll be joining us once again coming up next Friday, the entire team with you once again. And congratulations to our producer back in our studios, Nathan Laddie. He has been awarded as one of the rising stars of the Georgia Association of Broadcasters.
Yay.
He'll be heading down to the convention on September 20th to receive his award along with some other great people in this broadcast business. So congratulations to him and the entire sports team here at 97.5 Glory FM. We say thank you for joining us here on this Friday night. What a way for the Trojans to start things off. North Hall 41, Wesleyan 7, and for the entire sports team, for producer Nathan Laddie, for Gary Glenn, for Joe Gailey, I'm Mike Warford. Make sure you join us next time here on 97.5 Glory FM. And stay tuned for the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard Show. It comes up next. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, and by Representative Lee Hawkins. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.